So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmes, and I will be subbing in the rest of the week. Alex, however, has huge breaking news from the Bilderberg Conference. He will be calling in the first hour. I can't wait. I talked to him briefly this morning. And lots of stuff coming up. He's being hustled out of that hotel right now. They're preparing
for the elite to come in to their annual meeting where they will discuss geopolitics and decide what's good for you and me. And it doesn't necessarily have to be good, folks. We're also going to have a few guests on the show today, of course. This Wednesday, June 4th, 2008, we're going to have Adam Cunnington of Kentucky We Are Change, Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado, Daniel Estelon, of course, the author of a book we carry over at Infowars.com on the Bilderberg Group, and of course, he's an endgame with Jim Tucker. We had Jim Tucker on yesterday, and Alex will be joining us for the full third hour, I believe, so hopefully Alex is going to call in the first hour. We're going to take calls in the first hour as well. And I might even give a call to Blair Gadsby after the break. Blair is the man who is basically on a hunger strike right now to talk to John McCain. Now, I am no fan of John McCain. John McCain, of course, wrote the foreword to Popular Mechanics book, Debunking 9/11 Myths. And we're going to read an excerpt out of that. But the Arizona Central is, the Arizona Republic newspaper out there is finally reporting on this on a pretty non-slanted manner. I've heard conspiracy theorists, whack jobs, they leave that rhetoric out of this article, and I'm going to read it for you right now. An Arizona state senator is petitioning presumptive GOP presidential nominee John McCain to meet with 9/11 conspiracy theorists. Well, I guess they do throw out the conspiracy theorists in the beginning, including an adjunct professor from Scottsdale who has been fasting outside McCain's office for more than a week. State Senator Karen Johnson, a Mesa Republican, she's been on this show, by the way, delivered a letter to McCain's Senate office Tuesday asking her to sit down with Scottsdale activist Blair Gadsby and a pair of leading members of the 9/11 Truth Movement to consider alternative explanations for the September 11, 2001 attacks and the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. Gadsby's fast outside McCain's Senate office entered its 10th day today. Wow. I can't imagine not eating for 10 days. I think I've gone, a day and a half, 2 days without eating, and that's because I was sick. 10 days? Godspeed, man. There are so many questions left unanswered, said Johnson, who called for a new independent investigation into the attacks. She had previously been focused on media attention for her vocal misgivings about the government account of 9/11. Again Tuesday, she said, there's no explanation, no legitimate explanation, about why the towers and Building 7 came down. Folks, it's a 10,000-page report by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, commissioned by the government, in which they don't even tell you how the towers collapsed. They try to explain away collapse initiation. Okay, let's say it again. Collapse initiation, and then they say that global collapse ensues. When John Gross of NIST was confronted about this, and asked about the molten metal, he denied the molten metal that was under 1, 2, and 7. Plenty of eyewitnesses' accounts. Check out Loose Change Final Cut. They're in there. And he denied any knowledge of the NASA thermal imagery that showed these extreme hot spots. I don't know anything about that. Why don't you email it to me? That sounds good. Now, the person asking him this is a professor at the college that he's speaking at. So this professor goes and approaches Mr. Gross afterwards, and he says, can I get that email so I can send you this NASA thermal imagery? No, I'm not interested. Thanks. I just said that because I was in front of a group of kids. So let's see if we can get Blair Gadsby on the line. 10 days without food for 9/11 Truth, folks. That's pretty hardcore. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, Alex is down in D.C. at Bilderberg. He's going to be calling in. We'll be back after this.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, ask and you shall receive. We have Blair Gatsby on the line in his 10th day of fasting to try to sit down with John McCain, who will be the presidential nominee for the Republicans, and talk 9/11 truth. I really don't think Mr. McCain has really looked into the matter other than his basic rhetoric against Middle Eastern terrorists. This is the same guy who joked around and sang, bomb, 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 Iran. And I want to remind people that, Alex will be checking in all day long from D.C. and the Bilderberg Conference. I am Jason Burmis. You can check out my little website at loosechange911.com. All right, let's go to Blair. Blair, how did you come up with this idea? And by the way, I can only commend you. I mean, I can't imagine fasting for 10 days.
Yeah, it's not something I've ever done before, but it sure is good to be here talking to you. How did I come up with it? Good question. I think it was somewhat of a spontaneous idea in that, and there's a convergence of issues. First of all, McCain's rather sudden rise to the top of the ticket and to the top of the nominee here, and the fact I'm an Arizona citizen or resident, and the fact that he wrote this foreword to this book. And I thought, well, this is an interesting confluence of events here. I wonder if that would give me any leverage to approach him and ask him about just what side of this issue is he on regarding the official 9/11 cover story.
Absolutely. And in Alex's upcoming film, 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, one of the family members, someone I know personally, Dave Cahill, he's a musician. You can go check his stuff out on MySpace. But he asks him, you know, in light of the fact that many family members want a new investigation and don't feel that their questions were answered, in fact, 70% of their questions were unanswered, would you support a new 9/11 investigation? And McCain just poo-poos it and says, oh, I think that they did a bang-up job and the family members are quite satisfied. And let me just read a little excerpt from what he wrote in that foreword to Debunking 9/11 Myths, Why Conspiracy Theories Can't Stand Up to the Facts. He says, we cannot let these tales go unanswered, yet he doesn't say what these tales are. 9/11 conspiracy movement exploits, now we're exploiting people, folks, the public's anger and sadness. No, I think that was the mainstream media and the mainline government that exploited the public's anger and sadness in order to invade two sovereign nations, but I guess that's just me. Traffics in ugly, unfounded accusations. Of course, he hasn't looked at these accusations, or he would know they're more than founded. Of extraordinary evil against fellow Americans. Now, I got to ask you, Blair. Yeah, it's very odd. Well, what brought you into 9/11 Truth? What was the overwhelming piece of evidence that you just said, you know what, this story's not adding up, I better look into this, these people might have something here?
It built really when, I mean, initially when they came out and said, they hate us because we are free. That's why they attacked us. Well, this is preposterous. I mean, right on the face of it, how is hate generated in someone's heart because somebody else has freedom? I could see envy, but not hate. So as a religious studies professor, and I even teach a course on Islam and the other world religions, I mean, this was obviously a distortion, to say the least. Now, that was early on and immediate, but that was, certainly was not a 9-1-1 truther, if you will, at that point. In early 2003... in reading Gore Vidal's book, he made the suggestion, I think it was Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace, or his Dreaming War.
All right, Blair, can I just get you to hold? I'm sorry, man, but I have Alex on the line. He wants to come on right now. Can you hold over till the next segment?
I can, sure.
All right, thank you so much, Blair. All right, let's go right to Alex Jones from D.C., Bilderberg Conference 2008. Alex, are you with us?
Yeah, Jason, don't interrupt. I told you I was going to call it this time.
Yep, nope. I'm all about it, sir. How are things going?
Okay, I am here at Bilderberg 2008 at the West Zones. Literally, as we speak, I have security people following me, asking questions. You pull around anywhere, they jump all over you, get in your face, and they don't even start arriving until tomorrow morning, but all their advance teams were here last night. Of course, we're staying nearby, and also got a room here, so we're kicking tomorrow morning. We're here covering everything that's happening, and it's very important that everybody understands that the decisions that are going to be made here the next few days will probably govern whether they attack or not. We know that we meet every 5th year, every 5 years in North America. 2 years ago in Ottawa, now they're back in D.C., Virginia, and most experts, including Jim Tucker, who I saw this morning, he's not staying here, but he just arrived, and he's inside now eating lunch. We're going to go out some more. But all the experts agree that the fact that they're meeting here means that war is looked at as seriously on the table. We don't know if we're going to play that card. They're going to play that card. If the United States is going to be sucked into it, and if we're going to be drugged back into a war with Iran. This is so important. They met here, of course, in 2002. This is a very building that I'm standing in front of, right here in front of the main entrance. And the fact that they're meeting here again, he later learned some minutes that got leaked in some of our sources, and it turned out to be accurate intelligence. It always does when it comes from Jim. In fact, I've never seen Jim be wrong. I've seen other people be right about 90% of the time, 95% of the time. Jim is always, and in 2002, he came on my show during the meeting here in Chantilly and said that the fact that they had met here and that his intelligence had on him that they're going to be attacking Iraq in March of that year, but that would be in 2003, in March. But to be correct here, I've got people watching me and walking around. That's why I'm bumbling a bit here. But just to be clear on my report, Tucker and others have said that the fact that they're meeting here in D.C. Only 2 years after meeting in North America, the fact that they met here to plan the Iraq war in 2002 for March of 2003 shows that the War Council meeting that they are having here. To be clear, I am at Bilderberg 2008. They shut the hotel down at 11:30. They said we have to be out in the morning. I'll be surprised if it's thrown out before then. There are more security than I saw even in Ottawa, where I saw in Istanbul. And the elitists haven't even arrived. Their advanced teams are here. If you try to get anywhere near any of the conference rooms or any other areas where they're setting up, there's people guarding.
You broke up for a second there, Alex. Did you say that there was twice as much security at this than it was 2 years ago?
Yes. Is this coming in clear? Am I coming in clear now?
Yeah.
Again, let me give people just a clear report from the start. Mm-hmm. I am here at Bilderberg 2008 in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Westfields Marriott Hotel. The last time they met here was in 2002, and accurate leaks that were then proven to be correct said that the attack on Iraq would not be in 2002, but that it was going to be happening in March of 2003. The reason that's important is the Washington Post, New York Times, and everybody else in the mainstream media were reporting that the attack was on in the next few months in Iraq, and told like that, and it didn't happen, and it happened in March of 2003. From the power of Bilderberg, show how they truly do govern and make decisions. And time again, M has been accurate with sources, so it's less than accurate in their sources, forecasting what's going to happen next year, 2 years, 3 years, just like they said that we'd be paying dollars a gallon 2 years ago. They said that oil was going to go well above $100 a barrel. Now it's been at $135 a barrel for weeks. This shows that these people really knew govern our planet. And so we see these big shows of Barack Obama. We see these big shows going on right now with Hillary Clinton and the rest of it. And, oh, he's the presumptive nominee. None of that anything. People are literally pocket change that's in their pocket. And we've done reports at PrismPlanet.com that show that Barack Obama is being handled, manipulated by Hillary here, just Bill Clinton's been here. This is John McCain, is handled and controlled by the very same institutions, and it's the place is just like Otto there at the Brook Street Hotel. It was surrounded by Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. Driving in here was even worse. I saw every major contractor being literally like 30 of them.
Hold on, Alex. You broke up there. You saw every major defense contractor. Is that what you said?
Go get on the hotel line. And is this a bad cell?
It's pretty rough. Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's you've been breaking up in and out. But you were saying
okay,
that.
Listen. Then everybody disregard this report. Catch up. When are you going to have the fellow testing off?
I just had him call in, and he'll be out after this segment. So.
Okay, well, I'll just call in at the factory after, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Alex. Thank you. There he is. He's at Bilderberg, folks, and like he said, double the security. It's days before. Got there a little early. Scope out the situation. He's going to be calling back on a landline, so he's a little bit more clear. Broke up in and out. All right, let's go back to Blair Gadsby, a religious studies professor. I believe you teach in Scottsdale, Arizona, Blair?
That's correct. Mesa, actually, but it's a sister of colleges here in the Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm. And we were discussing what really woke him up, and you said that, you know, just the fact that they said, hate us for our freedoms got your mind working, but what was it that really pushed you over the edge to check out 9/11 Truth?
Well, I think then it was a subtle shift over to the so-called lie hop theory, mm-hmm. when Gore Vidal, as I mentioned in those two, one or other of these two earlier book titles I mentioned, suggested that, well, where was the Air Force that day? It seemed to be somewhat inexplicable that there was no Air Force response. So I think since 2003 I've been something of a latent lie hopper. However, it was last year, around May last year, a little over a year, when somebody tipped me off to Loose Change. I watched that, saw Building 7 come down, and you know, it really all came together thereafter, and I've been a truther ever since.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain how a 47-story skyscraper that holds every intelligence agency under the sun, from the FBI to the largest CIA office outside of D.C., to the Secret Service, the largest Secret Service field office in the world, just comes down in a style of controlled demolition. Blair, I'm going to have to let you go, but I want to say, you know, keep it up. We're with you. There's a lot of people following this story. You have anything to add at the end?
All I can say is just keep the pressure on the media. I'm targeting John McCain, remember. I'm trying to zero in on the fact that I believe he has been deceived by these scientists, and I want to snatch him back from those forces that have pulled him over.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline.
It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 4th, 2008. Gold, 883.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $909.33, $447.95 for half, $223.98 for quarter. That's $909.33, $447.95, and $223.98. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi. My name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 9-1-1 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 9-1-1 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am, and wondering, what else have they done, and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. We just let Blair Gatsby go. Let's really support him. He's out there in Arizona, 10th day without any food whatsoever in front of McCain's office, just petitioning to talk to the man and try to show him some of this evidence that 9/11 was indeed an inside job. Building 7 says it all itself. Alex Jones called in. His cell phone was a little shaky, but let's try to recap it a little bit what he said. He said twice as much security as in 2006. He said security has shown up a day before it's scheduled. He has to be out of the hotel early in the morning. Tomorrow, he was obviously very silent. He felt like he was being followed. He talked about defense contractors. He also discussed how the last time it was in Chantilly, Virginia, was in 2002, and we discussed that with Jim Tucker yesterday. And it really allows for a lot of the upper echelons of the military, of the Washington insiders, of the bureaucrats that run the system in D.C. to come over and stop over for a meeting for only a couple hours. It really allows access. So I think this is going to be a big, big Bilderberg meeting, and we can't wait for Alex to call back, hopefully on a landline, and give us a little bit better of a report where we can hear every single word that he is saying. That being said, you know, most talk shows would have started out with this info, but I haven't even talked about it yet. We had Mike Rivero on yesterday, and we started to talk about the Democratic nomination for the presidency. And he said it looks like Barack Obama. Now, we discussed Hillary Clinton, and don't count her out yet. But indeed, it looks like it will be Barack Obama today. He is the seemingly, I guess, unopposed at this point, nominee for the Democratic Party. But when I went to CNN.com this morning to check out the story, the first spin they put on it, will Hillary vie for the Democratic vice presidential nomination? Now, I have been an advocate that it was going to indeed be a Hillary Obama or an Obama Hillary ticket, and that if it was not that ticket, that John Edwards would step in and be the VP for either candidate. I am still sticking by that. I understand that, well, Obama would be a fool to choose Hillary Clinton after she's joked a couple times that he may be shot and killed or assassinated when the last assassination of that nature prior to the elections was Robert Kennedy back in the day, and it's been quite a long time since that, yet she brings it up as if it is a probability. Very scary stuff. Now, he may be forced into it, much like Reagan was forced to take George H.W. Bush. Reagan and George H.W. Bush had some heated words during the debates in 1980 prior to his election to the presidency, and he was forced to take George H.W. Bush as his vice presidential candidate. It was not something he was looking forward to. In fact, I don't think it's something he wanted. Remember, George H.W. Bush comes up as the head of the CIA out of nowhere, supposedly, although he was a clandestine officer from all accounts prior to that, or you wouldn't just be the head of the CIA, folks. They don't just throw anybody in there. They throw people who have a long history of intelligence and keeping secrets and being manipulative in there. Then he becomes vice president for 8 years, and let's not forget that Reagan is actually shot on the day of a presidential succession drill. We talked to Michael Rivero a little bit about that yesterday. And then Bush becomes president for 4 more years. And the follow-up to him is Billy Boy Clinton, or as I like to call him, Bilderberg Bill Clinton, now that he's actually admitted to attending Bilderberg. We played that clip on the air yesterday. And Bilderberg Bill Clinton was one of his drug runners in the 80s. Okay, let's be clear. Our government runs a lot of the drugs in this country. In fact, the majority of the cocaine, the majority of the heroin, they have a pretty good hold on the marijuana trade. The people that you see going to jail are those that aren't paying their cut, that aren't playing by the rules. And Billy Boy Clinton was more than happy to run drugs through MENA, Arkansas. And he is a great speaker. I mean, Bill Clinton, man, he is a snake charmer, isn't he? When I saw that, when he actually admits to Bilderberg, he's just getting hooted and hollered, and everybody's cheering. He's like a god of Olympus. He can do no wrong. People don't even know what he's saying. He's just putting a positive spin on it. The economy was better when I was president. We enforced trade laws when I was president. I love America. We're not going to throw their interests away. Oh, yeah, I went to Bilderberg. And, oh, yeah, they set policy there, but I wasn't there to set any North American policy. I was just there to sit in on some meetings with some Europeans about what was going to happen to Russia. Total bull, total nonsense. All right, let's get into some positive news. There's not a lot of that these days, but I just want to let people know that the courts have ruled, Missouri lawmakers have ruled, that they're going to make it a crime if people are ordered to be microchipped in their arms from private businesses. Well, good. There's no way my job should say, well, you want to keep your job? Here's a little chip. It's almost like that biometrics thing for your kids the other day. Remember, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we do a live video stream over at PrisonPlanet.tv during the fourth hour, so check that out. Alex Jones is going to be calling back soon. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmans.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole gardener's gonna be against the law. While it's sundown.
All right, we are back. Missouri workers can't be forced to get microchip implants. That's some good news, actually, folks. They can't force you in a couple states to get microchip implants. I'm glad they're making these laws. It's been found to, form cancer in rats and other animals, and there's no reason it needs to be in a human being. Although one of the debunkers over at the JREF forums, unsecured coins, ha 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 ha, very funny. Unsecured coins, a few weeks back, goes in for a checkup. He wasn't scheduled for one for about 5 years. This guy's military. He goes in, he passes with flying colors, and then they stamp his thing with RFID. They say, come back next week, next Thursday. We're going to chip you. And there's nothing he can do about it. There's this big thread, and people are like, well, why don't you just refuse it? He's like, well, then my career goes down the tubes. And we can't have our careers go down the tubes, because then you can't pay your mortgage or your car payment, and you can't send your kid to college. Or if they're a toddler, you can't put them into Little League because you don't have the money. Okay, that's how they get you. They put you into a system first. They get you comfortable on that system. They get you to dedicate your life to that system. And then they they put more restrictions on you. So let's go ahead and read this article. Your bosses can still make you work weekends and give you projects you loathe. But Missouri lawmakers have voted to make it a crime if they order to they order a microchip to be implanted in your arm. Duh, it's common sense. Of course there should be a law that can't force you to put a microchip in your arm. What do you want? Forcing someone to get microchip implanted is barred in California, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Legislating awaiting Governor Matt Blunt's signature would make it a misdemeanor with a fine of up to $1,000 for a boss who demands that a worker get an implant. $1,000? Let's make it $10,000, huh? Let's make it really hurt. Let's make it $100,000. Let's hurt their pocketbook. $1,000? They might even be... Most of their employees probably make $1,000 a week. Come on. $1,000. That's nothing. That kind of makes me sick. Catherine Albright, an expert in consumer privacy and radio frequency identification, that's RFID, folks, acknowledges that microchip implants might sound like black helicopter and tinfoil hats. No, it doesn't. Listen, a family went on television in 2001. They went on the Today Show and got chipped. The crazed mom got on there and said, oh, it's going to help us protect from terror. The government loves us. I want to do what I can. And she said it was her little kid's idea. I think the kid was like 11 or 12 at the time, some kind of techie. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's listen to my 11 or 12-year-old kid about getting chipped. He knows. He's into technology, and then it comes out. They were actually on a payroll. Verichip was paying them an ungodly amount of money to promote this and act like it was just the best thing since breakfast. Well, it's not. And you can go on eBay right now, and for about $10 to $15, you can get one of these microchips that you can chip your dog with. But, you know, it's a microchip. It's like a hypodermic needle. You can put it in anything. You can put it in you if you'd like. You could put it in your shoe. And then you subscribe to a service, and you're part of a GPS tracking program. It's really nice. It's good stuff. But the founder of antichips.com and other critics argue they are tangible medical privacy and religious worries driving attempts to pass laws banning forced implants. Yeah. The people who oppose it don't understand how real the threat is. And the people who are gung-ho don't understand its power, Albright said. Albright's been trying to persuade state lawmakers across the country to pass legislation regulating technology that allows for tagged items to be tracked when microchips send off a radio signal to special readers. The information can be linked to a database, and they're so easy to hack. Listen, it's an electronic device. Electronic devices can be hacked. They can be manipulated. They can do so rather easily. So when they say that you're going to be safe and secure and no one can take your microchip, it's a load of bull. Yeah, they can't physically take it out of you. That doesn't mean they can't put new information on it, take old information off, hack into it, clone those chips. I mean, there's a ton of stuff they can do with it. It's a computer. Come on. This year, at least 17 states have considered bills regulating or restricting radio frequency identification, or RFID, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. Last year, there were 13. So that's positive that we're you know, upping it. Oh, I wish we had a law like that in New York. God. Radio tracking has been used for forcing... for tracing stores' inventories in toll booths, quick passes, linking unconscious patients to important medical information, and even for uniting missing pets with their owners. Aw, so many positive things. But critics say the benefits pale in comparison to risks of cancer and identity theft by secretly lifting information off someone's microchip. The nation's only federally approved maker of human microchips implants has denied claims that its product can cause cancer. A spokesman for Florida-based Verichip Corp. did not immediately return a call seeking comment. Of course they didn't, because they've done the test. Yes, it causes cancer in mice. Just type in Verichip cancer, please. Please. Look, this thing passed in 2004 from the FDA for human consumption, okay? All right, we got Alex on the line, hopefully on a landline. Alex, you with us?
Yes, Jason, it is incredible. Everybody's cell phones, we've got five of them. We'll have full bars and then no bars. There's definitely surveillance teams, white vans, black vans. Security follows us everywhere. I've never seen this much security, and it doesn't even officially start till noon tomorrow. We're kicked out of the Westfields Marriott in the morning, and we're staying at the Hilton just a few miles away. We'll have continual coverage, not just here, but on Coast to Coast AM. I was on last night. I'm giving them reports tonight and the next night. So people can also tune in for that. They'll get several reports during the day here over the next 3 days, and we'll also do some special reports during the weekend shows on Genesis. And then we're going to obviously have a report on the Sunday show as well. Let me tell you the basics here. I have Jim Tucker sitting right next to me. We're going to go to him in just a moment. Here's the bottom line. They normally only meet North America every 5 years, but 2 years ago they met in Ottawa, Canada, and we went and attended that. And of course, I was detained and the rest of them. People know that story. It's covered in Endgame. The reason it's so important is everything Jim, in 30-plus years, has reported on Bilderberg has ended up happening. That shows their power and control. He said Bush is going to endorse greenhouse gases and the global tax. He did it weeks later when Bush had said he'd never do it, and people didn't believe it. He was proven right 2 weeks later. He said that they weren't going to attack in the latter part of 2002, that Bilderberg had met in this very hotel here in Chantilly, at the Marriott, the Westfields Marriott. They've come back to the scene of the crime. They told Rumsfeld, who attended, they said, you are allowed to attack, but you have to attack next March. Jim said that 9 months before the attack, and it happened just as he said it would. So we are at the scene of the Iraq planning. This is a place of high treason. This is the place here in Virginia, right outside D.C., just a few miles in Chantilly, where they orchestrated this in 2002. Now, the Washington Post and others who attended lied to the public and said, oh, no, it's going to be in the next few months in 2002, knowingly, premeditatedly. And again, Jim Tucker was right about that. He's got sources inside. We'll get the list in the next few days. We'll learn more and more. But I tell you, we are in the belly of the beast here. We are right in the heart of the monster. And I want to turn you over to Jim Tucker. Jim, Jason Burmes is sitting in for me while we're here in Virginia. Just for a few minutes, give people a basic rundown of what you've seen so far, and then any questions that Jason has, then he'll come back to me in about 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tucker, the guy who's been hounding Bilderberg for 35-plus years. They tried to throw us off and say it was in Greece. That disinfo was exposed. Here we are now covering it yet again from the belly of the beast. Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net.
Well, hello.
Hi, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good. We're in the process now of developing sources. We will develop sources, and we will expose these criminals as we do every year.
Excellent. So Alex was telling me that it's unprecedented security over there. What's your take?
Well, I'm quite used to this kind of security. We're, of course, under constant surveillance. In other years, I would recognize the guard who's assigned to be reading a newspaper at the breakfast table next to mine. If I'm in the gift shop buying newspapers, he's in the gift shop looking around. And then one morning, just for the fun of it, I opened my door suddenly and quickly, and he was outside the door waiting. So I started calling him Charlie. I named him Charlie. I'd say, okay, Charlie, it's time now for us to go down to the cocktail lounge. Come on, Charlie. I'm going back to my room now. So I've gotten used to it. They're kind of cute.
Jim, Iraq war planning. Listen, I want to ask Jim right now, this is important for everybody, about 2002, how they deceived us. Are they planning the attack on Iran, or are they nixing the plan to attack Iran? Everybody knows the carriers are waiting. It's all coming together. Jim, can you answer that question?
Well, President Bush definitely wants to attack Iran, as if our troops are not spread thin enough. The European Bilderbergs opposed the invasion of Afghanistan, even though the UN went along with that one. They strongly opposed the invasion of Iraq. So it was the night of 2002, as Alex said, that all the newspapers, including the Bilderberg-controlled newspapers, were saying the war is coming this summer of 2002, or early fall at the latest. And when Rumsfeld, as then Secretary of Defense, went out to the Bilderberg meeting and assured the Bilderberg kids there would be no invasion this year. Nevertheless, their pledge of secrecy was so treasured that they allowed their own newspapers to be wrong. Jimmy Lee Hoagland, who heard Rumsfeld's speech of the Associate Editor of the Washington Post, he could have gone to the Post newsroom and simply say, boys, stop predicting war this year. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. I'm the Associate Editor. It's quit predicting war this year. It will not happen until 2003. And yet he maintained his peace and let his own newspaper be wrong for the rest of the year. That's just a demonstration of their fierce loyalty to their pledge of secrecy.
So this year, do you think they're going to be discussing Iran? Do you think it's going to be on the table prior to the administration changing hands to either John McCain or Obama now being the nominee? Do you feel like they're going to be the planning of Iran at this meeting, or are they going to push it back like they did in 2002?
Well, I think Bush wants to invade on his watch. It's so evident with all the propaganda coming out of the White House all these months and months. They're conditioning the public mind for an invasion of Iran, but there will be heavy pressure from the Europeans not to do it.
Do you think that pressure is going to hold water, or do you feel like these guys are going to go ahead anyway? I mean, we've had very little change in the administration, Donald Rumsfeld being the one guy that really stepped down.
Well, I'm hopeful that the president will be pressured out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he could find himself leaving the next president with a bloody war on his hands and maybe a hasty retreat as in Vietnam.
And that would be actually pretty tough if we do put somebody like Obama into office who has pledged to end the war in Iraq and not start any more wars. But I feel like in order to give that some sort of legitimacy in a different administration, they would have to carry out some kind of a false flag attack.
Yes, that's easily done. We've seen it before in 1964. Lyndon Johnson is campaigning as the peace president, and Barry Goldwater is being defined as the mad bomber. At that time, in August of 64, President Johnson, during the heated campaign, simply pledged to the American people again and again and again, reminiscent of Franklin Roosevelt, there would be no war. American boys will not be fighting wars that Asian boys ought to fight for themselves, he said. Then he invented the Gulf of Tonkin fiction, and every survivor, well, every sailor who served on the ship in question on discharge said the ship was never attacked. It was pure fiction about an attack called the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which he used to rationalize going to war.
And we've already seen like similar provocations in this Iran situation. The most prominent one, I would say, was a few months back when they had that speedboat that they said was Iranian and threatening a U.S. ship, and then that turned out to be all propaganda, Jim.
Yes. It's not hard to invent an incident.
So you feel like they'll do it? Do you feel like they have a better shot of doing this overseas, something like a Gulf of Tonkin, or something more homegrown, like maybe a smaller scale, or maybe even a larger scale 9/11 type attack?
I certainly hope they don't resort to something so horrible. I think it's more likely that they'll come up with some provoke some incident, perhaps in the Mediterranean, where the ship is allegedly attacked, and they have to fire back and kill everybody on the other ship and sink it in order to not have any dissent.
Well, I feel like they're going to have some kind of a body count, though, to get the American people behind this. Maybe, you know, a destroyer going down, some of our boys, 15 or 20 soldiers killed by Iranians, some sort of provocation where American lives are lost.
Yes, reminiscent of Pearl Harbor, which Roosevelt provoked and knew about well in advance. And those who apologize for Roosevelt now, real historians no longer question the fact that he had advanced knowledge and had provoked the Japanese into the Pearl Harbor attack. They simply say he had to do that because the draft act passed by only one vote. We have to go to war in Europe, or Hitler will dictate peace terms from the White House, that kind of jazz. Well, even if you accept that argument, which I don't, why do you have to have 2,800 boys killed? Why not, as President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, order the ships dispersed off Battlefield Row and scattered into the ocean? Why not order maneuvers that Sunday morning and have the airplanes in the skies to lined up on the ground as easy targets? And if you only killed 800 American boys, the nation would be so outraged it would be ready to go to war. You don't have to kill 2,000 more.
Well, we already know that, you know, we've tried to provocate even Iraq prior to that war into shooting down planes that were painted up with UN colors. And we couldn't get them to do that. We were unable to get Iran to attack our boats after we put out that propaganda. I just hope that if this does happen, enough people in the American public are going to question it and aren't going to be rabid for another war, which seems on the agenda. And, of course, you know, Bilderberg is meeting in D.C., like we discussed yesterday. It gives them very easy access to, you know, top generals, top lieutenants, top military guys, top insiders in Washington. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be back after this with Alex Jones and Jim Tucker, Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Life was hard for the 150 survivors of the sunken ship Pope, drifting days in a lifeboat after the Battle of the Java Sea in 1942. But it got much harder when captured and placed in the Japanese prison camp, Makassar, with 2,500 other prisoners of war. There they found themselves in the hands of cruel and barbarous captors, kicked and beaten unmercifully at the slightest provocation. And so it was one day for one helpless prisoner who was being beaten and clubbed to death. Blows from a heavy howitzer were raining down on the helpless victim. American officer Lieutenant Richard Knott Atrium tried to stop it, but was ignored. What could he do to save the life of one of his men? Then it came to him, and he did it. What he did stopped the beating, stopped it cold, and so astonished the torturous beaters, they not only stopped, but backed off in amazement. What he did that day not only saved a life, but won him the Congressional Medal of Honor after the war. What did he do? Well, for the rest of that Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's posted there, but for a brief period of time.
For Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Old Kentucky, and we're going to have Kentucky We Are Change on a little while. Right now, we have Jim Tucker and Alex Jones, live from Bilderberg on the Alex Jones Show. I just want to remind people before we go back to them that the InfoWars Money Bomb is still going on. We raised over $200,000 this week, and we're going to give out the grand total on Friday. If you want to support us, you want to help us with this new TV network to get the InfoWar to the masses, because let me tell you, the mainstream media is not covering the Bilderberg Conference. The two gentlemen we're talking to are covering the Bilderberg Conference, and the majority of the information that comes out of there are going to come from Jim Tucker and Alex Jones. So let's get right back to them. What's your overview of the situation over in Chantilly, Virginia, right now?
Okay, this is Alex Jones back live. I want to be clear here. History was made in the very building that I am standing in right now. History was made here in 2002. The green light was given for a completely illegal, aggressive attack where our country was brought into Iraq to suppress the amount of oil that was flowing out, to have a black hole to put now over $3 trillion into. $3 trillion black hole. Meanwhile, more than $4 trillion disappeared out of the pension funds via the Pentagon, the Defense Department. And so I just wanted to hand the phone back to Jim Tucker and say, Jim, for the worldwide radio audience listening right now, specifically, you've said on record they planned the 2003 attack of Iraq. We're now 5-plus years into that, gave the green light for that here where we're standing in this very conference center, in this very luxury hotel. What I'm asking you is, A, do you think they're going to attack Iran? B, will they be deciding during this key meeting in Virginia? Is that why they're coming back to North America so early? How important, how historical is this meeting right now? Jim Tucker.
Well, yes, it is a historical meeting, as Alex pointed out. It was when they last met here, right, the first meeting after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the United States and most of the American participating in Bilderberg were all for going to war. The Europeans opposed it. Now, President Bush wants to attack Iran very badly. All the signs are there, all the political propaganda about what a threat they are there. I'm hoping that the Europeans, it's unusual for Bilderberg to be split on a major subject. First time I've ever known them to be split on a major subject such as war. They were all for the invasion of Yugoslavia under the Clinton administration. They celebrated America getting over its Vietnam syndrome, they called it. I'm hoping that the Europeans can pressure the United States out of attacking Iran, but I'm afraid it might be difficult because the president is so determined to go to war in Iran, no matter how much blood he leaves on the sands for the next president to deal with.
Jim, hold on, Jason. Mm-hmm. Jim, can you specifically speak about, do you believe that the decision to go to war or not to go to war is going to be made this weekend?
I really don't know. They're going to try to, the Americans are going to try to make the case for war this weekend, and I'm just hoping the Europeans will resist it strongly enough to avoid it, but I'm afraid that the...
We'll be back with Jim Tucker and Alex Jones right after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. They're at Bilderberg, folks.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back yet again. I am Jason Burmes. With me, Alex Jones and Jim Tucker. They are reshaping Eurasia. The establishment has taken over Afghanistan. They have taken over Iraq. You know they want Iran. Are they going to decide whether or not to invade Iran this year at this Bilderberg conference? Let's get it straight from the sources that are there. Alex, Jim, what do you think? Is this going to be it? Are they going to decide to go into Iran? Is it going to be more about the presidency? What are they going to be discussing?
Well, just for the listeners all over the world, the new stations that just tuned in, we are in Chantilly, Virginia, a bedroom community of Washington, D.C. at the Westfields Marriott, 2008. They're back at the scene of the crime where they gave the green light for the attack on Iran in 2002 and launched the attack in 2003. Our cell phones, when they're turned off, turn on by themselves. We'll have full bars. They won't let us take phone calls. There's definitely electronic warfare going on in here. We know that's happened in the past. Jim, at other events, has found bugs in his room. We are being followed by security. They're not even hiding it. Everywhere we go, when we get out our cell phones, they run up and make sure we're not using those to videotape. It is just absolutely amazing. But as American citizens, as free humans, we have a right to be here to be covering what leaders from all over the world and the owners of the Fortune 100 and royalty, the Rockefellers, the Rothschild representatives, are doing. We have a right. And Jim always makes the point, if you had 125 movie stars meeting in secret, there'd be 50 helicopters and people freaking out wanting to know what was happening. But remember, just 7-8 years ago, the media still denied this even existed. Now the Washington Post was even forced to admit, you know, just that, well, the headline was, is they rule. And said, yes, we rule the planet, we run your lives, and that's the key here. This is historical, this is important, that's why Genesis Network is so important, that's why InfoWars.com, everybody's support is so important, why I thank them. Because this is so important, what we do. We risk our lives, our time, our energy, we're passionate, we're dedicated, and we owe so much to Jim Tucker for pioneering, exposing the true tip-top of the pyramid. You know, in the superclass article they wrote for the New York Times, admitting they run the world, want world government, Rothkopf says it's 6,000. Those are the gophers, the minions, the highest level of servants. This is the owners of the planet. This is the eugenicist. These are the people that are poisoning our water and our food. These are the people that are carrying out eugenics against us with the Marisol-filled vaccines. We're only going to do two more minutes with Jim. Jim, again, any other key points you want to add?
Well, I would add that whether or not the United States invades Iran this year might well be decided at this meeting. I'm hopeful that it will not happen, but I'm afraid it will. The president's hell-bent to invade Iran and leave large bloody footprints in the sands of time. They will also be discussing, if not celebrating, the price of oil. It was in, I think it was in 2005 when, reached from my memory here, but about 2 or 3 years ago, they announced that the price of oil, which was then $40 a barrel, was going to rise over the years to $140 a barrel. It's hit $133 a barrel. Don't know what they're going to do with the subject, but I know it's definitely on their agenda.
Do you think we're going to hit $200 a barrel? Do you think that's on the agenda, maybe to push it even further up so we're paying $6, $7 a gallon at the pump?
I really don't know, but I will know when this meeting is over, I'll know.
Excellent. Well, you got to keep us posted on that because it just seems like they keep bringing up the price of gas, and I've seen so many articles prepping us saying we still have it too good, that they pay, you know, $6-7 a liter in other countries, and we deserve to pay more, Jim, is what they're trying to tell us.
Yes. Long Bilderberg tradition of lowering America's standard of living to the same level as in European countries, It would be much better for them to lift the standard of living in European countries to the level of the United States.
But we all know that won't happen. They're trying to enslave us. Jim Tucker, Alex Jones, at Bilderberg 08. We'll be back after this. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the establishment is at it again, folks. The eugenicists are meeting this weekend, and what will be on the agenda? Will it be the depopulation program that we all know about? Well, for sure, they're going to be talking about reducing the standard of living of American citizens, as they've done over the last, 5 to 10 years. They've really lowered the standard of living in this country. They've upped the prices. Inflation is out of control, and there seems to be more and more government control of our lives. Jim, you were just discussing how you were hoping that they would up the European standard of living to that of the United States, but in fact, it seems like the standard of living in the United States has gone down. There's literally food rationing going on in New York. It's something that's unheard of to me. Is this the program they're keeping up with? Are they going to lower our standard of living even more, Jim?
Jason, I want you to reintroduce that great question in a moment as we close out this interview with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to, again, point out what Jim was just bringing up, how they're lowering our standard of living, how they're inflating how they're destroying the currency, the inflation. Jim said 3 years ago this was on the agenda. Jim only makes 4 or 5 announcements a year from his sources, from his intel, from coming back and interviewing people after the globalists leave. You know, they'll never talk to us beforehand. They've all been told they'll be fired if they talk to us. We've talked to a bunch of people, from people serving the coffee, you know, down at the Starbucks, to people in the bar and the restaurant who work here, to bellhops. And they're scared. And but then after they see the evil and hear the evil and are treated like crap, they're told they're not allowed to look at Bilderberg Group members in the eyes. After they're treated like crap by this 125, you know, global rulers who just want to dehumanize them and euthanize them and get them out of the way, they always give us even more intel. But Jim actually has sources inside Bilderberg, not members, but some of their minions. But I just wanted to say we'll have reports at the end of the show again today. If anything big happens, I'll call in another Genesis shows, and I will be live again on air with you tomorrow. Doing a great job, Jason. I appreciate it. And, of course, Friday, and then Saturday, and then coming back on Sunday. But, yes, bring that question back up to Jim Tucker, because it's so amazing. And then after you bring up that question for him, ask Jim, all the predictions he's made are true. I mean, he said it's going to be $140-plus a barrel in the next 2 years, and it happened. And so in a few days, we're going to learn the course of our lives. There's no other group where you can go spy on them. We're spying on the globalists. We're spying on the Black Hand. We're spying on the people that own the central banks. I mean, this is it. So bring up that population reduction point you were pointing out about raising their control over the world while lowering our standard of living, and then bring up the fact that he's been right about the oil specifically. Here's Jim Tucker.
All right, Jim Tucker joining us again, and his predictions have all come true. It's not like he makes these wild predictions. He says about 3 or 4 things a year, just like Alex said, from the price of gas to the invasions into other countries. And we were discussing standard of living, Jim, and you were saying, well, why don't they just bring up the European standard of living to the United States? But what we're seeing is the opposite. We're seeing the lowering of the standard of living in this country to that of Europe. Do you think that's going to be on the agenda? Do you think that's going to continue?
That's been on the agenda for decades with the Bilderberg kids. They won't everybody have a lower standard of living. As Alex said, they're more controllable when they're poor donkeys instead of well-to-do entrepreneurs. Now, we're seeing the effect. One-seventh of the world's population is at risk of dying of diseases and hunger because of the cost of food being at a record high throughout the world because of the cost of fuel, and they're behind the ethanol thing, which costs even more. Well, we don't have ethanol pipelines like we have oil pipelines.
But the subsidiaries from ethanol, it seems like they're shutting down a lot of farms, or a lot of farms that used to grow food for this ethanol production, which is further upping the prices of food, correct, Jim?
Oh, absolutely, because economists tell us that something like 40% on average, of everything you buy, whether it's a house or a necktie or a loaf of bread, to be attributed to the cost of transportation, the long journey from raw material to finished product to marketplace. So when you drive up the price of food, we now have aged people in Social Security who have to give away their dogs because they need to eat the dog food at the end of the month. They're not taking their medications because they have to eat. It's a horrible situation for not just the very poor, but the not-so-poor, when their food budget costs multiply as they have. And when you take one-fourth of the corn crop and turn it into ethanol, and corn is the base of so much of our finished food products, and that has a tremendous impact on the price of food, which has a tremendous impact on the standard of living, directly threatening millions with starvation. Also, as I said, causing poor people to be unable to afford their medications, to be unable to afford to eat properly, if at all, for the last 3 days of the month before their welfare check arrives or Social Security check arrives.
And they're just getting more and more people on that program because in the last year, they've blown out the U.S. economy. They've blown out the housing market. They've upped the price of gas. They've stopped food production. And I think it is their plan to get more people on social services so they get, that they are in the system, that they're used to getting a government paycheck, that they're used to bowing down to the government. And, you know, me and Alex were predicting if this thing goes just terrible and the governments start taking over some of these supermarkets and it becomes a ration center, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to give you a card, much like they're giving those who are on welfare and food stamps right now, in order to go get your rations, Jim.
Yes, Bilderberg, euphemism for all of this is population control. By that they mean killing the third baby as they did in China. Well, that's known as abortion, I suppose. In fact, they're saying that the United States should pass a law permitting even that god-awful partial birth abortion. That is, when the baby is already coming out, they turn it around in the birth canal to take it out feet first, which also endangers the mother more so than coming out head first as usual.
By the way, Jim, they're also calling for a one-child policy here in the U.S. About one-child policy.
Yeah.
And Bilderberg, but introduce the question.
Oh, yes, one-child policy is obviously aimed at reducing the population on Earth. And, of course, with abortion and starvation and disease, they make great progress. In fact, some economists tell us that 1 billion people, 1 out of 7 million people on this planet are likely to die.
It's insane. You know, ABC has this website that they redirect kids to called PlanetSlayer.com. And in it, young people, and when I say young people, I'm talking 5 to 8-year-olds, are led to believe that they've used up their quote-unquote carbon footprint by the time they're 14 months old. And it literally shows a cartoon of two pigs and in the middle, blood from a dead human, saying that they need to die 14 months after they're born because they're taking up too much carbon, Jim. Is this getting us ready for a new form of taxation, the carbon tax?
Well, Bilderberg never found a tax it didn't like. Carbon tax would be one of their favorite world tax, though. It was taxing oil at the wellhead. So it would be a direct tax for anybody who buys gasoline for their car, lawnmower, or for whatever purpose, be paying directly a tax to the United Nations.
Well, one of the big proponents of this carbon idea, other than Al Gore, seems to be Gordon Brown, who's the prime minister over in the UK, and he has openly discussed a new world order prior to himself being elected, and then after he was elected, it was literally on the front page of mainstream press over there, and this guy is the guy promoting this carbon tax, Jim.
Yes, and Tony Blair was a Bilderberg kid, too.
Do you think Gordon Brown's going to possibly be at this Bilderberg meeting?
It's
has he attended
likely.
Before? It is very likely. Interesting.
Yes. I don't know, but it's very likely.
So who do you think are going to be some of the staples? We see David Rockefeller there almost every year. Do you feel like he's going to show up?
Yes, he's there every year. He's quite frail now, deep into his 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Trilateral Commission meeting a few weeks ago. Henry Kissinger, of course, is regular. And Peter Sutherland, the chairman of the executive committee of both Bilderberg and Trilaterals, he'll certainly be here. In fact, there's only typically about 4 or 5 new faces at a Bilderberg meeting each year. And if they're not invited back, that means they've been cast aside.
Well, they don't always invite everybody every year. For instance, Edwards was taken in the year he was elected to be vice president for the Democratic nomination. And
Right, Jim. He's now bringing up that John Edwards was brought in. We've got to end this interview now. We're probably from on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to get Jim. He always does the ceremony, the ritual of trying to walk up and get in after they've already shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to be live on air at around noontime central or so. Whenever Jim wants to do that, we're going to be bringing him down here from his hotel after we have to check out of the scene of the crime, of their crime. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow. But I want to thank Jim Tucker for being on the show. I'm going to hand it back over to you, Jason Burmes. Thank you so much for doing the great job while we're out of town. And I want to thank all the other people that are tuned into the show today. And, again, thank everybody for the money bomb. And, you know, the more I think about it, it just totally blows me away, and I just love all of you out there. Thank you so much. Burmes, I'm turning it back over to you.
All right. Godspeed, Alex, and keep up the good work. Another way that we actually keep this broadcast going are our great sponsors over at Enerfood. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff. And for all the best reasons, Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, filters, or sweeteners. Just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy needed. You get everything you need for less than $1 a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or go to Infowars.com and click on the big old banner. That's right, Enerfood. I've had it in the office, and let me tell you what a burst of energy it gives you. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be back after these messages. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones. Alex and Jim just giving us blockbuster material from the Bilderberg Conference, where they honestly decide what's going to happen to this country and the world over the next 12 months until they meet again. I mean, obviously, they have a two-week little retreat over in the Bohemian Grove, but that's around 3,000 members. And although they have a lot of things go on there, this is a more concentrated group of people, only a couple hundred. And I can't tell you how important it is that we talk about Bilderberg. Go check out John Ronson's special where he did a little series. I think it's Adventures with Extremists. Alex has an episode. David Icke has an episode. But Jim Tucker's episode about the Bilderberg group, they literally get followed by Secret Service agents. And when they pull over, the Secret Service agents just pull over right next to them. They hang out because they are being surveilled. And I just want to remind people that you can get a boost of energy without, you know, this garbage Rockstar energy drink or Monster energy drink. I've seen so many energy drinks that are just sugar and caffeine, and now they have these little spot-on energy drinks. None of that's good for you, folks. So why don't you go to enerfood.com, that's E-N-E-R-food.com, or you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. All right, let's go to my guest who's been patiently holding for the last 15, 20 minutes. We have Adam Cuttington of Kentucky We Are Change, one of the true info warriors out there. Adam, how you doing?
Pretty good. Good afternoon, Jason.
Now, how did you get involved in We Are Change? I mean, this is an organization that has just exploded over the past, you know, almost 2 years now. It's been a little less than 2 years since Luke put it together. Chapters throughout the country, throughout the world, really. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started and your chapter over in Kentucky?
Well, I didn't really see any type of real organization with anything going on here in the Louisville area. And from my studies within 9/11 Truth online, I came across some of the very first We Are Change videos of New York and really appreciated what they were doing, you know, taking the patriotic stance, going at the people that are actually committing these crimes, atrocities, and confronting them face to face. And I just respected that so much that I had to do something. I had to take organizational status, you know, here in my own area.
So really, you just saw other people coming out doing what's right, and you said, you know what, I want to be a part of this. This is one of the few groups out there that truly is organic, that is talking about the real issues, that are confronting the big boys. And what did you do? Just email Luke, and he kind of gave you a little bit of direction? I know that's who I send people to.
Yeah, I just emailed Luke, asked him if it'd be all right if I created a chapter here out of the Louisville area, and he pretty much said that'd be fine. So I went from there. Started organizing with what I found with a couple other people, and they started also a 9/11 Truth Louisville group. So now we've got fairly large, done such confrontations as Tom Brokaw, Lee Hamilton, Ted Nugent, Oliver North as of recent.
Oh, that was you guys in Oliver North. I mean, I recently saw that video. I didn't know that was you guys not in Kentucky. Why don't you tell people about that? They literally took your videos, right? And you had to wait, what, like
actually,
a week?
Yeah, that was me and We Are Change Kentucky doing a combined effort with We Are Change Ohio and Cody Deeds to come down and do the NRA event.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say,
yeah,
you know, he did address your questions, but he always was spinning it that it was, were you the guy that was standing up actually asking the questions?
That was Cody Deeds.
Okay.
We Are Change Ohio.
Well, when Cody's asking the questions, Oliver North, you know, he's a pretty smart guy, and he keeps phrasing it that this is going to be a constitutional government. Now, when he brings up the fact, and he says, well, you're getting your information from the Internet. And he's like, well, no, I saw the hearing of Iran-Contra where Brooks asks you about it and the suspension of the Constitution. And he doesn't want to talk about that aspect of it. He never wants to talk about the suspension of the Constitution. He doesn't want to talk about how continuity of government doesn't necessarily have a constitutionally elected leader. And he doesn't want to discuss how those FEMA camps have been built all throughout the country for us. They're not for anybody else. You know, we're not putting foreigners in there, okay? And they're there. All you have to do is type in FEMA camps, and what really disturbs me most is that Halliburton got the private contracts to build these things. and then they took their offices and moved them out to Dubai. Why would they move them to Dubai? Well, so we don't have access to them if they want to round us up. Adam Cunnington of We Are Change Kentucky. We're going to talk to him on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret.
The drive has the information you need to learn about a simple
Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30
of the New World Order. Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives.
You need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Hola de rojo. Oh, la day. Oh, ho, ho. All right, folks. We're back jamming on the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. And if you want to get at me personally, I'm at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Love a few more friends. I got a few thousand these days. I know Alex has something like 50,000. And I use it for networking. I actually do email people back. I read all the messages. If you want to get at me, that is probably the easiest way to do so. We're talking to Adam Cunnington of Kentucky We Are Change. They recently confronted Oliver North, lost their videotapes, and got them back, threw it up on the internet. I'd be playing clips from that, but of course, we're having computer issues over at the command center in Austin, Texas. But one of the really other interesting things I thought Oliver North said was that he admitted that newspapers are going down the drain, that young people just don't believe them anymore, and they're going to alternative news sources. Excuse me. And he didn't want to name those to give them recognition, but I'm sure Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com were some of the sites that he was referring to. What's your take on that, Adam?
I mean, yeah, he pretty much hit the nail on the head there, that young people aren't trusting the very few media outlets that are trying to control the minds of the public out there.
Yeah, people aren't buying into the corporate media, especially the younger people, the people that are burning copies of Loose Change and handing them out to their friends and family. You know, they're not going to CNN.com either. I mean, they might be going there linked from another place, but they don't trust the corporate media anymore because they've been caught lying again and again and again.
Yeah, and it seems like they're scared. That's why he was talking about that. I mean, he's a reporter for Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, absolutely. He does that. He has that special. It's an hour-long show. I think it's about war heroes. He pumps his book all the time. I mean, this is a real insider. This is one of those guys that I feel he's in the room when the think tank is going through the separate plans. In other words, he's listening to the ideas and the plans, and he's signing off on what he thinks, and then he goes and he meets with his overlords. You know, back in the day, that would have been people like George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, members of their cabinet. And now his role is really that of a propagandist. Again, he's a pretty well-spoken guy. He can misdirect very well if people don't understand the subject matter. I mean, it's very easy for people to say, oh, it's on the Internet. It's not true. Well, what's on the Internet are stories based on mainstream media stories with links to the mainstream media sources. That's what he's not telling you. Instead, he just says, oh, you're reading the Internet. Well, the Internet is just as much a viable source of information, if not more, than television and newspapers and magazines like Time at this point, because it is the only true source of open information left. You still with us, Adam?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I agree. So how can
people support you guys? I mean, you guys in particular. I mean, how many members do you have down in Kentucky? Do you need more members? I mean, obviously, we could all use more people.
We always need more InfoWarriors.
That's right.
We always need more InfoWarriors.
So how do they get into this? Well, what do you guys have, a Kentucky We Are Change site?
We have KentuckyAnnaChange.org is our website. Mm-hmm. We also have MySpace, which is MySpace.com/KentuckyAnnaChange. Mm-hmm. You can contact us through either one of those outlets.
So what's on the horizon? What do you guys think? Obviously, you're active. You're taking upon yourselves to become the citizen media. This is the new form. I mean, you're getting thousands of hits on your YouTube videos. Who's the next victim? Who's in the crosshairs?
Well, I really don't want to put out there what our next ambitions are as of right now. But I can say that we have, there's a little bit of interest throughout the group to cover the 2,300 Marines that will be landing in Indianapolis within the next week or two. I can't remember the date, I'm sorry.
And what are they coming in for? Are they coming in for some kind of a massive exercise?
Urban warfare drills.
Oh, isn't that nice? They've been doing these since 99, but I'm sure they're going to say, well, now we're in a post 9/11 world. We actually have to be ready for this.
Yeah, so we got a couple people that maybe going to cover that. And also you can find information about that in the Indy Star website if anybody out there would like to find information out about that and just go up themselves. Also we have, I'm helping kick off a Central Indiana We Are Change out of Indianapolis, which you can find out information about on the Kentuckiana Change meetup page as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, man, I just got to tell you, keep up the great work. If they take your cameras, make a big stink about it, say, look, we have free speech in this country still. We still have a First Amendment. We're the new media. We're putting this out there for the masses. You don't have the right to take our stuff. You know, I mean, it's a big win that you did get those tapes back. It's a big loss for the country that the police felt like they had the right to take that from you. But what do you expect in this jackboot society? So, you know, I wish you the best of luck with this urban warfare drill. God knows what they're going to do in it, but I hope you get great footage, man.
Thank you. You're doing great work out there, Jason. You keep it up.
All right, thanks. That's Adam from We Are Change Kentucky. I'm not sure, but we might have Jonathan Elinoff on the line right now. All right, he's calling him right now. So Jonathan Elinoff is of We Are Change Colorado. And I personally know Jonathan. He brought Corey and Dylan and myself out there for a week out in February. We screened the movie to almost 2,000 people at three different screenings, two separate venues. Denver was just an awesome place. And that's where they're holding the DNC this year. That's where they have a provocateur group called Recreate 68, where they're encouraging you to come down so you can throw red paint on people, so you can wear a mask, and you can destroy other people's cameras. Yeah, that sounds like a real group. That sounds like an anti-protest group that has some legitimacy. Let's attack others. Let's throw paint on others. Let's destroy the evidence of what actually happened. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like provocateurs. That sounds like the WTO in Seattle. That sounds like nonsense. And on the line is somebody who's going to be there for sure. I'm going to try to make it out there. I've got a wedding right after that. But it is very important that we go down to the DNC, we go down there peacefully, and we actually film those who would not be peaceful. We film those that are on the payroll of the establishment. I mean, they got caught in Canada. They had one of these guys. You know, he had the jackboot on. He had the mask over his face. He was talking about throwing rocks at the police officers. And then the police come over to arrest him. Everybody already knows he's a cop. But when they bend him down, you see the bottom of his shoe. You see his whole shoe. And lo and behold, it's the same shoes that the police officers are wearing, Jonathan. Weird, huh?
What's going on, man? Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado and TruthAlliance.net. Why don't you just give people a heads up of how they can get involved if they're in your area and what you guys have been up to lately?
Well, they can come up to any of our meetings. We host them every Monday night, and they can find out about that if they go to wearechangecolorado.org. And our media, basically, our media network is truthalliance.net, and you can contact us through any of those sites. And, you know, we do everything from confronting the global elite to discussing agendas to get the word out, to make sure we start recruiting more people to the truth movement and try to get some people out there and wake them up. And it's just there's something for everyone, I guess. But, you know, it's funny because when I wrote those articles and blew the whistle, I've received everything from credit and praise from people in Colorado to some people questioning why I would even do such a thing. And it's been interesting coming across the many colors of the activists that are out here.
Well, it blows people's minds when you actually shatter the false left-right paradigm, when you say, hey, man, I'm not a raging socialist leftist. And, hey, man, I'm not a raging, you know, conservative apologist for this administration. I'm what you like to call a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution. I believe in a constitutional government. And I'm not here to abuse my rights. I'm not here to throw paint on people. I'm not here to bring a shield and incite riots. That's what they want you to do. Okay? It's very obvious to me that this is an op, that somebody at the top is putting this out there to try to cause violence at the DNC, to try to shift the focus on, you know, that we're out of control, that we don't even deserve a vote. I could see that. Oh, we don't even deserve to vote anymore, Jonathan. We can't stop rioting.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's the whole point of peaceful revolutions and trying to get people to really just, you know, try to wake up to how to create a revolution, what causes change. And if people really look at history, they'll notice that the only change comes from true leadership. Very few times through violence has change been brought. Now, this country was made through violent radical change, but that was a last resort. Now, we certainly are not at our last resort. Everyone knows that. We're far from that. There's many options, many opportunities, and when we gather in large numbers, it is so important to take advantage of peaceful civil disobedience, because really, we don't really gather in large numbers anymore, and it always gets covered. So it's funny to see that every time it happens, there's always somebody trying to get everyone to get angry and get upset and make us look dumb and bad. And so those are the people I usually pay attention to, because I think either they're not familiar with what the New World Order wants us to look like or look bad, or they're just dumb. And it's nothing personal, but, you know, that's why it's so important that we remain peaceful. We do. We have, you know, speakers. We have events. We actually try to go to the media. We try to do maybe a march. We wear shirts. We walk with banners. You do something with a message so that people can hear what you believe, and then you create change. But nobody's going to listen to anybody who's creating violence or creating havoc or just upset. They're just going to think that that person needs to be, you know, well, the average person I'm thinking here is what they think. That person needs to be, you know, beaten into submission. And surprisingly, that's almost always what happens in those kinds of situations.
Well, they want a reason to let off rubber bullets. They want a reason to throw out the gas cans. And you're right. There are those people out there that have just awoken to the fact that this administration is evil, that they're liars, and they're ignorant to the other facts that previous administrations have been this evil. They've just been slicker, that it's not about Republican or Democrat. You know, they just know they're mad, and what they do is that, for instance, my buddy Nate out in Colorado, one of his good, or not Colorado, out in Portland, one of his good friends, got this email. He's like, yeah, I'm going, go recreate 68. And he brought that up with me. He's like, yeah, he says he's going to this thing. And I said, you better warn him that this is going to be a provocateur event. And I sent him the website with the shields, and he's like, oh my God, you know, this isn't the right thing. So it's very easy for them to suck in the ignorant masses that just know that something's wrong. And these people genuinely think they're doing something positive. They're trying to bring change, when in fact, they're going to be just another part of this controlled paradigm in order to make movements like ours, Jonathan, look awful.
Right, and they'll make us look violent, they'll make us look bad. And when peace protests break out in violence, I mean, this empowers the police state, and it's used as a pretext to further bolster the imperialist philosophies peace organizations have worked so hard to curtail in our society. Our concern is legitimate that the DNC will be provoked towards violence. Our evidence is the statements made by these organizations, their own websites, past actions, and it's all presented in articles I released. I was attacked personally almost immediately for even having any dissent against these groups or having a different opinion. And I've had people confront me, and they've read the attack articles against me, and they are not familiar with my articles or my proof or my evidence, and they're like, oh, you know, I've heard this, that, and the other about you, and you need to shut up, and you need to stop talking about this. And it's amazing, because you can really see the power that the collective masses really have when they don't pay attention to what they're doing.
The power of disinformation, Jonathan.
Oh yeah, and it's almost kind of intimidating and scary at points, because, you know, I for a while there I was kind of rebutting those attack articles, but they just kept coming and coming, and emails kept coming and coming. So I decided to take the high road and just walk and say, you know what, look, I said my piece. I blew the whistle. This is not about me. This is about whether or not people understand my message, which is be peaceful. You know, let's pull our heads together. Let's do something, you know, correct. I'm not against activism in any way. I'm an activist myself. I'm just concerned for the safety of 9/11 truthers down there. I think that this is a great situation to make us look bad, and that's what I got when I went to the meetings. That's exactly what I felt, that's what I witnessed, and that's all I needed to back away from that group immediately. So, you know, that was just a sharing of my experience. And
you did the right thing. I mean, you did the right thing, and you exposed them, and you're right. Look at the power of the mockingbirds, the people that aren't familiar with our information. They're not even going to take a look at the information, and that's why the mainstream media has been somewhat successful in suppressing 9/11 truth. Because the majority of Fox News viewers don't know what 9/11 truth is, just what has been represented by those like Neil Cavuto and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Insanity and even Alan Combs. I'm not going to give him a pass. You know, just these talking heads and what they've said about 9/11 truth, they're not actually going to go on to our website and check out our evidence. They're not going to go to Google Video and watch Loose Change Final Cut for free. You know, we're putting this stuff out there for free to the masses because our nation's on its last legs. If they carry out another false flag terror attack, God knows what they're going to do. The provisions for martial law are in place. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, Jonathan, but isn't it a fact that martial law was declared in Florida in the days before 9/11 when Jeb Bush was running that state?
Yeah, 4 days. 4 days before, if I'm not mistaken, he declares martial law.
How convenient.
And yeah, you know, and there was so much that came out of Florida that would have required the military to overrule the police in their investigations. You know, because I guess that was needed. And I mean, come on, this guy. What's so funny about declaring martial law in advance of 9/11 is all the evidence of all the whistleblowers that came out of Florida, all the FBI agents, all the people who knew, like Hopsicker and stuff, who investigated Muhammad Atta, they knew almost immediately that there was going to be massive investigations into the many months and I think over a year spent by some of the hijackers in Florida. And had Jeb Bush not declared martial law, all that information would have came out because the press would have had carte blanche and went out and found out all this stuff. And once he declared martial law, well, that made it really easy for anyone who wanted to ask questions. They needed to be going to the military to get their answers. And we all know the military follows orders under national security, especially under martial law. Under martial law, anything goes. So really, that just meant that Jeb Bush is going to give you your information from now on. Don't even bother looking into anything.
And he also set up a safe house, really, for his brother. You know, the attacks take place, and his brother's in Florida. What a coincidence. We're talking to Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change, Colorado. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. My little website is loosechange911.com. You can go to infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. And if you want to see the fourth hour video feed, folks, it's over at prisonplanet.tv for members. We'll be back after this.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Thank you.
right, folks, we're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma subbing in while Alex and the gang are down at Bilderberg bringing you the news that matters, covering a conference that is going to determine what happens in this country over the next 12 months and really around the world. It's going to be deciding a lot of our foreign and domestic policy. The media will not be covering this. They're going to act like it didn't even happen. And John Edwards, who has now been confronted about Bilderberg on several occasions, he says he was there for energy policy, this and that. The last time he was confronted, it is, they asked him, well, why doesn't the media cover Bilderberg? And he said, you know, that's a good question. Typical politician answer. I just want to let everybody else know out there, with all the junk food we eat, it's important that we do our very best to take care of our digestive system. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, makes this show possible, has a product called Aloes. Aloes is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloes is all natural ingredients, nutritionally support regularity, and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes and works together to improve overall health. Do your body a favor and click on the big banner over at the middle of Infowars.com or give them a call at 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. We're talking to Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado and TruthAlliance.net. And Jonathan has done some great things. I mean, from the confrontations with Gary Hart to his articles about urban moving systems, this kid, I shouldn't call him a kid, he's a young man, just a little bit younger than myself, has done it all. And yesterday, I don't know if you were tuned in, Jonathan, but I went over some of your urban moving systems information and how one of these vans actually had exploded just down the road from the World Trade Center site, somewhere on King Street between 6th and 7th Street, and that they were following a flatbed truck that had been rented to some Middle Easterners with the attacks actually painted as a mural on the truck. Amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. In the article, I kind of detailed that van with the mural on it, and it was. Even in the Saving City Lifeline, which was a transportation policy studies report released by Norman Mineta in 2006, he actually even confirmed that that van with the mural on it existed. Mm-hmm. In that report, it stated that there were continuing moments of alarm. A panel truck with a painting of a plane flying into the World Trade Center was stopped near the temporary command post. It proved to be rented to a group of ethnic Middle Eastern people who did not speak English. Fearing that it might be a truck bomb, the NYPD immediately evacuated the area, called out the bomb squad, and detained the occupants until a thorough search was made. And the vehicle was found to be a delivery truck. Now, that's taken directly from that report, and it was made available in the van's article. So, you know, when I wrote that article, I was looking for any information on, okay, if Mineta says that there's vans with explosives in it and there's paintings of planes flying into the Trade Center towers, there's got to be police reports out there. And luckily, someone a while back, I'm not sure how long ago, but somebody posted a torrent of all of the audio from the police radios that day that was released to the public, same with fire department. Mm-hmm. There's actually a website that's dedicated to the fire department audio files. So I downloaded that and listened for hours. And I couldn't believe how many times I heard vans and stories about vans. And it was like, how come I've never heard about this? And the more I started looking into it, the more I actually started finding what I was looking for. It was just well buried. So,
and this van is separate from the van that was pulled over by the George Washington Bridge that was supposedly full of explosives. The story then changes that it set off the dogs and there was no explosives in it, but it tested positive for explosives. We're going to get into that and more with Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado. After this, it is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation
in which family members receive answers to their questions, and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2008. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex Jones as he ventures in D.C. to the Bilderberg Group meeting. He's down in the hotel right now in the Marriott, security everywhere, being followed. If you missed any of that report from earlier, you can always check out the refeed over at InfoWars.com. It's going to be playing on a loop, so after the fourth hour, if you missed the first 2 hours, we are into the third hour right now. You can just click on the button there, and it's a constant refeed. You can go grab the podcast tomorrow. Just a ton of great stuff over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, I'm talking to Jonathan Ellenoth of We Are Change Colorado, and we're discussing a lot of these vans. Now, these vans on 9/11, there was two big reports. There was the report of the one lined with explosives, and then there was the report of the three gentlemen who had taped the attack. And it looks like they were both detained. When you look at the report, some of these people who were involved in this quote-unquote Israeli intelligence ring were detained prior to 9/11, and then even more were detained after 9/11, but they were all let go. And it seems like Urban Moving Systems, Amdocs, Comverse, all this has gone by the wayside, and it's just not discussed at all, Jonathan. But now we find out there were even more vans and a suspicious mural-painted truck.
Right, and the truck with the mural on it was described as a moving truck. Some have suggested that it might be the same van that was owned by Urban Moving Systems. I know they owned multiple vans. That hasn't been confirmed. But that's something I'd like to ask Dominic Suter, who was the owner of the Urban Moving Systems. He employed these guys that were celebrating the attacks on New York and filming them. And those names were released. We have those names of those guys. So, you know, I have a film coming out, as you know, that's going to be it's going to be detailing all of this information, and of course, some new footage of Building 7 and some other interviews that people haven't seen yet. And hopefully, we can really get some questions answered, because I mean, anybody who's driving around on 9/11 with a van with a mural on it, basically showing what was going on that day, should be questioned. I mean, to say the least. And why we know nothing about this, I mean, just only raises my curiosity, and I'm sure there's a long list of questions we all want to ask him. But yeah, in the police radios, they even reported a couple of times that a truck had actually exploded. One van had actually already blown up, and I was able to determine that actually the FBI, originally on that day for a short period, was releasing statements. Now, I found USA Today, MSNBC, and CNN all releasing this, that they believed that there was a car or truck that was in the basement, in the parking garage, that had also exploded, aside from the explosives heard in the building and the planes hitting it. So the FBI at one point actually confirmed this story to be legitimate.
They said it was the working theory at the time.
Right, exactly. So we're not alone in this, that these vans were, people were conscious of these vans. So I want to know why the FBI released that report, what information they were going on, because they haven't released their intel, and why they changed it so suddenly, who made that decision. I mean, if this is an issue of orders, somebody needs to be held accountable. But the direction was changed deliberately that day away from these vans so that we would basically avoid hearing about them. You can kind of, as you watch, and I'm sure you've seen all the footage, so you know, as you watch the day unfold throughout 9/11, you can see the direction of the media, which is, for the most part, looking at it as, you know, they're looking for bombs, they're looking for explosives, these vans are an interesting story. Dan Rather covers it at one point. CNN covers it a little bit later in the evening. And then all of a sudden, just an immediate change, a 180. And some news reports are saying the exact opposite information.
Absolutely. You know, and on that day, they're blaming Bin Laden all over the place. Every mainstream network I know, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden. We already know it's Bin Laden. Well, we'll be back after this with Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. Alex Jones, Chantilly, Virginia, the Bilderberg meeting. He's going to be popping in, hopefully, in the third hour. We're also going to be taking your calls in the third hour. Right now, we have Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado. And Jonathan, you've been in this for quite some time, you know, the anti-globalist movement, the anti-New World Order movement. When did you decide that, hey, Colorado needs a chapter of We Are Change, and I'm going to be the guy, I'm going to be the go-to guy, I'm going to put this thing together?
Well, actually, I originally had just kind of been dabbing around in the local 9/11 visibility group here under Michael Woolsey and the Colorado 9/11 visibility group, which is a great group, a bunch of great people there, nice people. It was through that that I had met Jason Charles of Truth Alliance, and we got a chance to meet up with Rob and Josh and Nick and Adam and Shannon and all the other founders of We Are Change Colorado. And basically, they had this vision of bringing We Are Change to Colorado, and I just it just kind of manifested, you know. And with the help and the great work of these people out here in Colorado, the names I just mentioned, we made it happen. And I'm just so honored to know these guys and to be on the battle lines with them, and you know, and I didn't really ever see myself as becoming a hardcore activist when I was younger. I mean, I did know that I would inevitably fight, you know, for what I believed in, because, you know, growing up, I was into this stuff in the 90s. I used to read conspiracy books and stuff like that. I used to read, you know, people like David Icke, who is not popular by any means in this movement, and he was actually one of the people who turned me on to this stuff. And I came across Alex Jones, and then I just basically immediately was just completely behind the movement and total support. Of course, I worked all the time. So I always knew that my place in this battlefield, which was to fight on the side of truth.
Well, I feel like all of us have a place on this battlefield who crave freedom, who crave the Bill of Rights and Constitution, who want a government for and by the people again. Those are the people that need to wake up. And people need to realize you do have power. We are all very powerful beings. You know, Jonathan has been able to confront some of the bigwigs on this, most notably Gary Hart. That's probably my favorite one from We Are Change Colorado. But that's not it. I mean, you've gone much further than that, haven't you, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten Bill Clinton. We got national press coverage for our confrontation with Bill Clinton. We just recently confronted McCain. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have a video on that. I did talk to the person who had camera footage. We have some of the speech. I don't think we have anything of anything else. But we did also, we just confronted the Denver Water Board again on water fluoridation. And actually, we were attacked by some private attorney who showed up and declared us crazy conspiracy theorists. It was actually entertaining. That video will be up shortly, which actually it kind of brings me to a whole other point. My YouTube channel had been disabled a while back, about a month back. And I've been permanently banned from YouTube for some convenient reason. So we've had to resort to relying to friends and other people to post our videos. So if people are wondering why they haven't been able to see our videos in a while, that's the reason why.
Well, you got to understand, these people are going to combat us in every way possible. And I truly believe the reshaping of Google Video, for instance, was in large part to the popularity of movies like Loose Change and Zeitgeist and other patriot films like America, Freedom to Fascism, where they used to have a top 100 on the front page. It was very easily navigatable. People could look at the views that were on there, and then we got a little too popular, and they started resetting our views, and they started taking us off the top 100, and then they started taking out embed as an option. And now they show you the top 10 or 15 videos in a specialized location. They don't show you how many views there are. They won't allow you to embed new videos. It seems like they're controlling this paradigm on the internet a little bit more strongly because it was able to infiltrate the mainstream, because it was able to reach millions and millions of people and spread this message like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not a shock when they pull down your YouTube, or they pull down, I believe another YouTube account was just pulled down the other day because someone posted the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show where he showed the handlebars video, and they didn't just tell him to take that down. They just deleted his entire account without any notification whatsoever, and they said it was due to that video. But really, that's fair use. I mean, Alex had them on the show. You know, he has a small little TV program. That's like taking Fuse off the air because they did an interview with these guys and showed a portion of the video. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, that is ludicrous. It's ridiculous. That's exactly what I had experienced. It's been fun confronting. I mean, we've confronted people like Giuliani, Romney, Ashcroft, and all these videos are basically off of YouTube right now. We do still have them. We are going to get them back up, and I'm showing some of them in my film. But, you know, this whole battle, which is basically an internet war of information, because I mean, let's face it, 90% of the people in this movement have found out about this either from a DVD that somebody handed them or a website that somebody sent them to or that they ended up on. So this, and those DVDs, by the way, come from ordering them on the Internet. You're not getting them in Barnes & Noble. You're not buying them. You know, you're not renting them at Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. This movement is solely dependent on communication between the Internet and cell phone, and it's grown to such a substantial size now that really the only thing they can do is try to attack us through the Internet, which is funny that that's where we're seeing the battle. So I'm not surprised one bit when I see this stuff manifest before our eyes on the Internet because, I see disinformation all the time on the Internet. It's one of the great tragedies of this movement, which is that, the people who know the information get basically censored and moved aside. And then at the forefront, I see videos with tons of hits on YouTube that are complete disinformation. I've seen it all the time. I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure you're familiar with this.
It's the laser beam, no plane, whack job crowd that wants to put out 1,000 videos and, you know, claim that we're somehow censoring their ludicrousy and, imagination, because there's no evidence to support any of this stuff. Listen, overlaying videos on top of videos that are shot at different angles on different cameras with different lenses, guess what? You're going to yield different results. They're not going to just line up. This isn't fantasy land where everything just overlays. I mean, it's so obvious to me that this stuff is disinfo, and it makes me sick because, for instance, Howard Stern, he has Paula Gloria on his show for an hour long, and she sounds completely and totally insane. And when she brings up something like, somebody who was waving in the impact hole, instead of explaining why that would be impossible for the official version, she goes, "Oh, well, just think about it." Well, no, what you need to say, if you have any sort of legitimacy whatsoever, is, well, the official version is that the impact site, it's supposed to be between 1,500 and 1,800 degrees to weaken this steel, yet we have people in the impact holes waving, and we also have not only the transcripts, but the audio of the firefighters who are in the impact hole saying they can knock down the fire with two hand lines. Okay, now think to yourself, if it was 1,500 degrees, could a person stand there? No. If it was 1,200 degrees, could a person stand there? No. If it was 600 degrees, could a person stand there? The answer is no. That's like getting into a broiler. I mean, give me a break. And that's the point that needs to be made. And instead, they have kook jobs on there talking about no planes and plane-hugging pedophiles. Just nonsense, And it makes me sick. But at the same time, you've got to realize... What's that?
And those videos don't get pulled.
Oh, no, those videos are going to be... not only do they not get pulled, they get promoted by the mainstream.
Yep.
The mainstream can't wait to say something like, "No planes hit the towers." I'll never forget when Morgan Reynolds went on Fox News and said, "Well, they're cartoons," and I'm thinking to myself, all right, you're disinfo. This former Bush official, I had done an interview with him. He had really given some signs in that interview. I actually had done that interview with Alex and some of the crew over at InfoWars, and he went off this tangent on OJ where he was doing this slashing and stabbing and rah, and he had just grown this big weird mustache. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? And then he jumps into the loony bin crowd about cartoon planes. Listen, those people don't even know how special effects work. They don't know what a chroma key is. They from all the nonsense about Westcam and this and that, projecting, and, Rick Siegel with his garbage on his update of 9/11 Eyewitness. Look, I don't need these guys as friends. I don't need these guys representing this movement. They're tearing this movement apart, and they're the first ones to attack people. I shouldn't even be giving them, this much of a forum. But people need to be aware that those videos aren't going to be pulled. Those videos are going to be promoted. Those videos are out there to try to discredit the entire movement and make us look all nuts. Mm-hmm. So when, Jesse Ventura gets on Howard Stern and starts talking about, the demolitions of 1, 2, and 7 and how he was in the, underwater Navy demolitions team and he knows what a demolition looks like, they try to poo-poo him, Or when Rosie O'Donnell was on there yesterday in an unprecedented event, did you hear that yet?
No.
Yeah, she called in, and she's been dogged on that show for 15, 20 years. I mean, like seriously dogged out on that show. As soon as she had that Rosie O'Donnell show, they've been all over her. And she actually called in for the first time. And this just shows what the awareness is. You know, Stern gets a ton of emails about 9/11 Truth. So he's well aware that Rosie O'Donnell has questioned the official version. And we played the clip yesterday, and she brought up, you know, 1, 2, 7. She said that, you know, you should have Willie Rodriguez on there, explained his story. Stern promised to have Rodriguez on, so we will see. Let's take some calls in the next segment, Jonathan, before I let you go.
Sure.
And then we're going to take calls in the final hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 4th, 2008. Gold, 883.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $909.33, $447.95 for half, $223.98 for quarter. That's $909.33, $447.95, and $223.98. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents
The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for the week as Alex is down in Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia. We're going to take a couple calls. We have Jonathan Elinoff with us. I want to remind people the InfoWars Money Bomb was a great success. We raised over $200,000. We're keeping it open until the end of the week. And then Friday, we're going to unveil the actual number, the final number of what we made so we can put this together, put this new television network together, this new show together, move into bigger offices and expand the operation. That being said, let's go to our first caller. Scott, you're live in Colorado. Scott, are you with us?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, this might be a little premature on my end here. I just added something to the to YouTube in reference to a church here in Colorado Springs. They had a sign out front that was basically, it looked to me like one of the ministers was going to be preaching on Romans 13.
Give up your guns, obey the government, it's God, go to the camps.
Exactly. Anyway, it might not be up yet on YouTube. I've put it up, but I can't get it to pull up via the search words, but it's listed under Freedom Church Colorado Springs. So it'll come up, eventually today. I don't know what they're doing. If I go into my own account, I can see it, but it won't pull it up under the.
Definitely let us know and shoot an email over to Aaron@infowars.com. Maybe we can do a story on it. If not this week, next week. I thank you for the call, Scott. Let's go to DJ in Florida. DJ, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, I'm right here. Hey, look it on your film, your latest film.
Mm-hmm.
You had a the corner of the American Express building with 300-ton piece of steel in it.
Sure thing.
I think it was what 20 stories up.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, have you got? Is anybody got any films of taking that out of that? That was, you know, I showed that just a special sequence to a lot of people. That had more impact than the planes hitting the towers.
It's pretty wild stuff that it was actually been able to thrown that far in a supposed
400 feet.
Yeah, yeah. At about, you know, in a supposed pancake collapse and embed itself into the side of this building. I'm not sure how they got that out. Jonathan, do you know how they got that out?
You know, I've got a video from Steven Rosenbaum that shows the cranes pulling that out. I believe they actually had to build a crane. Just for a construction site, they had to build up the crane, and then they had to actually maneuver it out of there.
Well, what a selling point that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's dynamite.
I think so, too, but it's just one of the hundreds of points that we make in Loose Change Final Cut.
Yeah.
And if you guys haven't seen it, you know, it's for free on Google Video. DJ, I thank you for the call. You have this huge beam embedded 400 feet away from the World Trade Center into a building around the 20th floor, and they have to build a special apparatus to take it out. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jason. This is my first time calling in.
Excellent.
I've listened to Alex Jones' show now for over a year, and I was on vacation last April, and a guy from Tennessee was telling me about it, so that's how I know. And I wanted to let you know that last year, September, I took my cat into the vets to get checked up.
Mm-hmm.
And there they asked me if I wanted to get her microchipped.
It was a new thing, huh? You haven't heard about that. Yeah, pretty wild, right?
Right, and I told them no way. Now, my question is, say if someone has to go into the hospital for, like, surgery operation,
mm-hmm.
can they microchip somebody without their consent?
I don't know if they can do it without their consent yet. The only ones that I can say that they can do it without their consent are military personnel. Basically, you don't have a choice. You either leave the military and be court-martialed and go to military prison, or you have to take it. That's why earlier I was reading that article how they had banned employers from forcing people in Missouri to take the chip, because this is a new popular thing. I suggest that you get on the internet, you go to YouTube, you type in VeriChip. Actually, if you go to my blog, loosechange911.com, one of my really early blogs from, I believe, March or early April, I have about 5 or 6 videos of how far the chip has come, how it's being proposed by the Mexican government to chip all illegal aliens, in other words, people who are from Guatemala and below, to come into the country. Instead of a passport, they want to chip these people. Betty, I thank you for the call. Yeah, this is a brave new world, Jonathan, where they literally want to chip not just your pet, but human beings.
Oh, yeah, and it's, I was going to say that, you know, they're chipping people without their consent in other countries. There's reports of that already coming out. If it's happening in the States, it would be happening against, you know, laws and stuff. But, you know, remember, people can be bought to do whatever they want, so I wouldn't put it past anybody.
That's right. Jonathan, thank you so much. We are Change Colorado. Just a great group. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. We're going to be back after this with Daniel Estolan, author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. Alex, of course, in Chantilly, Virginia at the Bilderberg meeting. Hopefully he'll be checking in the next hour. If you missed any of the first hour with Alex and Jim Tucker, we'll be replaying that on a loop over at Infowars.com. But now we have a real treat for you. We have Daniel Estalon, who is a best-selling international author about the Bilderberg Group, the true story of the Bilderberg Group. You can get that over at Infowars.com, and he's heavily featured in Alex Jones's documentary Endgame, also available at Infowars.com. We've got him for the next 30 minutes. Daniel, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's unfortunate that I can't attend this year's Bilderberg Conference because, as a matter of fact, I was told by friends in the United States to stay away and stay out. Apparently, the Homeland Security, your Homeland Security, was preparing quite a welcome party for me, and we just all felt it would be better for me to stay away and let Alex and Big Jim Tucker to take care of it on the right there in situ. Now, of course, have all the access to information through our sources at the Bilderberg Conference as it is taking place as we speak.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the first time it's been in Chantilly, Virginia since 2002. And in 2002, I believe that was the first Bilderberg meeting after 9/11. This is where they set the policy to go into Iraq in 2003. And I made the point earlier that by having it in Washington, D.C., it gives them a lot more access to military personnel, Washington insiders, and bureaucrats within the system to stop by just for maybe a short conference or a short meeting and not have to attend the entire weekend. What do you think?
Well, actually, the way it usually works, and I do have access to documents which I publish, some of these documents, internal Bilderberg documents, in my book, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The people who attend, they're required to stay for the entire weekend. It was an exception in 2002 when the former Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, was told, made to appear, and literally at the biggest spat of the Bilderbergers, the European and the American delegations, went at it toe-to-toe. The Americans, of course, wanted immediate war, and the Europeans were terrified, especially with a galvanized effort from the people in Europe who said in mass no to war. More than 100 million people there in 2002 came out to say no to war, and Rumsfeld was called in. And basically, he promised on behalf of the President of the United States that the war was going to be postponed until 2003, as it was, as Jim Tucker and I reported back in 2002. But again, the people who attend, they must stay for the entire conference. I have documents in my book which actually state to the attendees that they're required to stay from Thursday through Saturday and to participate in all the debates and the discussions.
So what do you think's on the agenda this year? Obviously, we have, the presidential race over in the United States. We have the invasion of Iran on the table. We have skyrocketing gas prices. We even have food rationing going on now in this country. In New York, they're limiting the amount of rice and wheat that you can buy in certain stores. Are these going to be the topics they're discussing, or am I missing something? What do you think?
No, well, you pretty much are. Again, I already have the agenda. Although I am here, about 10,000 kilometers away from where the meeting is being held, I already know what these people are going to be talking about. And again, the number one item is the Bilderbergers' view on China as an inevitable strategic threat. Now, the stakes are extraordinarily high. For Bilderberg, the threat is to maintain its position of power and its status as an unchallenged shadow world government on the one hand, and also on the other hand, wholesale destruction of the homogenous nation, which in this case is China. And for the Chinese, the survival of its one-party communist rule. And of course, what we're witnessing right now, the high oil prices, which I predicted back in 2005 after the meeting in Rotterdam in Germany, when I said that the oil is going to go to about $150 a barrel. Again, it's all on the internet. People can see it. And it's also in the true story of the Bilderberg Group and one of my Bilderberg reports. I said back in 2005 that oil is going to go by 2009 to $150 a barrel. Why? Why are they doing this? Because, again, for the Chinese, the only way they can maintain their double-digit growth is through cheap oil. When the oil goes through the roof, as it is going through the roof right now, and it's only going to go higher, as the European Central Bank also warned, and the European Parliament, of course, these both organisms are members of the Bilderberger Inner Circle. We're witnessing right now the intent by the Bilderberger elite to destroy the Chinese. Of course, it's a very dangerous game because both the United States and the Chinese and also the Russians have nuclear weapons. And again, the Chinese know exactly what is being done to them. because the same thing was done about 20 years ago to the Russians, only in the opposite directions. They reduced the oil prices dramatically, and the Soviet economy then crumbled into oblivion. Russians had oil. They couldn't sell it for a lot of money, so they had no money. Now they're doing exactly the opposite with the Chinese, because the Chinese have no oil, and they literally have to import most of it from abroad. So by pushing it higher, by manipulating the markets, which is exactly what is being done right now, they're manipulating the markets to get the oil to go to $150 a barrel. So forget about cheap oil, cheap gasoline. It's only going to get higher, and it's only going to be more expensive.
In December, you had discussed that these elites were very concerned with the movement behind Ron Paul and the freedom movement and the fact that he was quite a popular candidate. He now has had a number one New York Times best-selling book. Is he going to be on the agenda? Are they going to be discussing, you know, Ron Paul, his followers, this freedom movement? Do you think that's going to be on the table?
No. Again, these are global issues. And, you know, the Ron Paul might be discussed somewhere during lunch conversation or, you know, afternoon cocktails. But they're not going to waste all these people's time talking about Ron Paul. And also, to most people, Ron Paul is not an issue. And to the people, especially the American representatives, who may consider Ron Paul an issue, they will discuss it in closed-door meetings, behind closed doors, so that most people won't be able to even know what is being said in this country. Because, again, there's one, the Bilderberg Conference, where 120, 125 people meet and they hear what everybody thinks. And then you have the, you know, the steering committee, the inner circle, which is about 50, 60 people who attend annually all of these conferences. And, of course, the biggest decisions, long-range decisions that affect humanity are made from behind the scenes by the 50, 60 people who have been attending Bilderbergers for decades, if not generations.
Well, it's become evident in this country that this administration definitely wants to go to war with Iran. We've taken over Afghanistan. We've taken over Iraq. If we were able to, you know, establish a presence in Iran and go into that country, take it over, it seems like we would be that much closer to controlling a sort of Eurasian Union. I mean, we're already friends with Saudi Arabia. Pakistan is supposedly our ally. You know, obviously Israel is our ally as well. If they're able to get into Iran, do you think that that'll be on the agenda, forming some sort of a union towards globalization?
You know, in 2005, again, when they met in Germany, I said Iran war is off the table. I've been saying the Iran war is off the table for the past 3.5 years. And I still say Iran war is on the table, although there are certain people within the American administration who are absolutely eager and dead set on getting this war going before Bush is out of office. Iran war is off the table. I know you can't read my lips, but I'm saying it over and over again because, again, European Bilderbergers have drawn the line, the proverbial line in the sand, and they told the American delegation and the American government to stay out of there. And again, while the people, you can see that the Iran war is on the table by understanding the behind-the-scenes movements, especially in the United States elections. The Barack Obama nomination is really no surprise because, again, if you keep in mind that the man who controls Obama, his controller, is a man by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the key members of the Bilderberg Inner Circle and, of course, one of the key people in the Rand Institute. And it's Brzezinski who is organizing the new strategy. And the new strategy is Syria and Iran and along with the enemies. The new enemies are China, Russia, and Pakistan. And, again, the first salvo in that new war was the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. You're witnessing right now a lot of overtures being made against the Russians. And, of course, the high oil prices is a key element in the war against China. And very, very interesting is one of the key subpoints, I just wrote it down because I just got off the phone with a source, to be discussed at this year's Bilderberg is the Chinese vulnerability to economic attack. Now, RAND, again, RAND is Zbigniew Brzezinski's domain, has just issued a secret report that stated unequivocally that, I quote, China is at a disadvantage if any form of economic warfare can be turned into protracted struggle. Sorry, I'm just reading my chicken scribble. Mm-hmm. I can't quite see what it said. Anyway, so the point is, again, Rand is on the agenda, Brzezinski is there, and again, the people who are leading this new attack into the near future are the same people I think basically when if Obama is elected president, we might wish for the good old days of George W. Bush, because with Brzezinski in power as the man behind the throne, we might find it quite unsavory, the near future political events around the world.
Absolutely, and Brzezinski is the guy who wrote the Grand Chessboard and was responsible for funding the Mujahideen and really creating Al-Qaeda, folks. I mean, just do a Google image search on Brzezinski, and you'll see him with the quote-unquote freedom fighters, and he's anything but a freedom fighter. He's a hardcore globalist. Now, you mentioned something that Pakistan is going to suddenly become the enemy, and that seems like sort of a flip from the last almost 7 years since 9/11 when they were declared an ally. There was some rhetoric and some talk of Pakistan initially, you know, being an enemy. Colin Powell and others mentioned them. Joe Biden mentioned them. But then they decided to allow us to put our troops there for launch against other nations. And they've been defended, even though, you know, it's been said bin Laden has been in the tribal lands for the last 4 or 5 years. So you're saying that now it's going to be a complete 180. The United States is going to consider Pakistan the enemy. And do you think that they're going to use, you know, this bin Laden propaganda as their tool?
Well, again, if you look historically, especially, we don't have to go very far in history. We just have to go back about, you know, 2 decades. They tried to destroy Russia by joining forces with the Chinese, who, of course, were supporting the Taliban against the Russians, and they destroyed the Soviet Union, almost wiped it off the map. Now they're doing the same thing against the Chinese, and, of course, the greatest beneficiary of this entire orchestrated attack on the Chinese by pushing the oil prices up, of course, Russia, which is one of, you know, the second biggest oil producer in the world. And the same thing you're looking again, the interests change, geopolitics change, and you have the Pakistanis who are American friends, although were never really American friends, they were just, you know, friends of convenience. And now, again, who are the Chinese, who are the Americans and Bilderberg making overtures to? Well, they're making overtures to the Indians, who, of course, are the natural enemies of the Chinese. So, again, the geopolitics in Asia is quite exciting and fascinating, and there's no man in the world who understands it more deftly than Zbigniew Brzezinski, who just happens to be the man behind the curtain controlling Barack Obama.
So with Brzezinski's involvement with this Obama campaign, and now Obama getting the nomination yesterday, seemingly getting the nomination with Hillary bowing out, do you feel that he's going to keep his quote-unquote promises to end the war in Iraq? Are they going to redirect troops? What do you think? What do you think is the plan? How are they going to do this?
Well, I don't know, because you know, between now and November, a lot can still happen. And again, Ron Paul is still in the election. Nobody really pushed him out, mm-hmm. And there's still a lot to be said. Because again, for example, I just got back last week. I was in Cancun, in Mexico, at a very important international conference. It's called PQI. And a lot of people from around the world, especially the United States, came. And again, it's kind of an anti-Bilderberg movement. A lot of people who have a lot of influence on the world stage in decision-making. Some people who attended very important secret meetings, representatives of private organizations from around the world came and offered their help. Multimillionaires offered money to put up resistance to the Bilderberg World plans. So there's a lot still to be said by the world community. Things are not going as quickly as Bilderberg would like them to go. They're going too fast, as far as we're concerned, but not nearly as fast as the Bilderbergers wish. And between now and November, a lot can still happen. And again, John McCain is a very sick man, and there's no guarantee that he'll even make it to be the president of the United States. Of course, all this information is being well hidden by the mainstream corporate press, who, by the way, is attending en masse the Bilderberg Conference in Virginia. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah, but they're attending as actual members. They're not attending to actually report on the Bilderberg group.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. They're there, they're part of this, part of the group, and obviously none of it is going to be heard in Europe or in the United States. Again, there's not a lot being said in Europe either, because most people see this as some kind of a peripheral thing and some kind of a movement put forward by conspiracy theories. My book has dissipated to a great extent this, you know, particular theory of the Bilderberg-led cabal, but still there's just too many people out there who unfortunately believe that what is on mainstream television, on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post, is the truth and the news, when unfortunately we know that the real news and the real truths can never, ever glean the pages of the leading American and world periodicals, all controlled by the same people who just happen to be members of the Bilderberg Inner Circle.
Well, there's no doubt within the last few years, this stuff has exploded on the world stage, and more people are actually waking up to the fact that Bilderberg does indeed exist. They do indeed set policy, and I think you can see that with even Bill Clinton now admitting that he attended Bilderberg, and they indeed do set policy there. He denied that he was there to set any policy in the United States, said he was there to discuss with some Europeans what was going to happen in Russia. But from, you know, the Bilderberg doesn't exist to the Bilderberg exists, but they don't do anything. It's just a weekend retreat. To now they set policy. This is huge that we have these, you know, world leaders actually admitting to this.
Well, it is to a point, but then again, I think not enough people are paying attention. I think, you know, we're really running out of time. The window of opportunity to win this and turn this around is closing very quickly. So unless people wake up and get this straight and get this right, again, I've been saying this for a long time. I'm going to say this again, take advantage of it, is that the United States no longer has a country you can call your own. Okay, you no longer have a government that protects you. The Supreme Court doesn't work for you. The congressmen and the senators are not there to protect your rights. You don't have a constitution and you don't have a bill of rights. You have nothing. You don't have a flag and you don't have the national anthem. You can still sing along. It's no longer yours. It's been taken over. And the war against terror is not against the terrorists, against us, the people. We, the people, especially the people who love freedom, are the biggest enemy of the Bilderberg group, which is one of the reasons I can't go for this meeting, because again, they would have loved to have me there, because I would have been apprehended and obviously put in prison. So again, the war on terror is not against the terrorists, it's against us, the people, and we better get this straight very, very quickly, unless we want to join so many others in concentration camps around the world.
One more powerful segment with Daniel Estulon, the author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. You can get that at Infowars.com. After this, it is The Alex Jones Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with one final segment with Daniel Estalan, the international best-selling author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. And Daniel, you were saying, you know, we are running out of time. We need to do something. In this last small segment, why don't you give out some of the solutions you think that we can use?
Well, I think the most important thing is people have to understand how money works. That's one of the greatest concerns for anybody who wants to stay free. We don't understand debt and we don't understand money. We don't understand how to spend it and what we can do with it, and also how we can use the power of money to destroy Bilderberg and their cohorts. For example, a few months ago, if you recall, in England, there was a run on Northern Rock. That's one of the oldest banks in the United Kingdom. And again, it literally overnight, several billion dollars worth of funds were taken out, withdrawn by the people. An entire British system was alarmed, and obviously the Bank of England, the Queen's Treasury, had to step in and stave off any kind of destruction of the financial sector. This is one of the key things we must understand. If we withdraw the money from the banks and use the power of funds, and we can actually make that money work for us, what to do with the money once we withdraw it? Well, we can buy precious metals, gold, silver. Silver is going to keep going up to about $35 or $40 an ounce. It's about $16, $17. I don't know what it is at the moment. At least it was a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. So that's always a very good investment. And ask for physical delivery of products, because, again, if you're buying paper gold, there's about 5-6 times more paper gold than the actual physical gold. That's one of the solutions. Working together with small communities, self-sustained communities, where we no longer need to rely on the system itself. Work outside the system. I know it's really difficult to do that when you're living in big metropolitans such as New York City, but there's a lot of rural communities, and more people, especially in Europe and in Canada as well, are moving to relocating to smaller areas where there are fewer people, more land, and they're working together with other people. This is one way we can make this work. And obviously, again, please get out of debt.
Yeah, absolutely. They love you to be in debt so that they can take your home, your car, and really control the way that you live, and hard currency is the answer to that. You know, precious metals are going to maintain their value throughout history. I mean, they've maintained their value for thousands of years, folks, and gold and silver are always going to be a smart investment. In closing, Daniel, what do you think? How do we spread this information? Obviously, you're an author. I'm a documentary filmmaker. You know, I'm trying to reach as many people as possible. We obviously have to talk to our friends, our family members about this. But when are we going to have the mainstream breakthrough? Will it ever come?
Well, you know, I don't think we need the mainstream. We can win this war, as my publisher Chris Milligan says. We can win this war with pots and pans. There is no such thing as armed confrontation, because they will destroy us, because they're far more powerful than we are. But there are few of them, and we're many. There's over 6.5 billion people standing on our side. They have very few allies to choose from. I recall, please, that Giuliani tried to get his driver, you know, to be one of the people in the Homeland Security. That's how deep their talent base goes. We have 6.5 billion people to choose from. We have a lot of people on our side. What is important, when we speak and friends of friends speak to others to try to get them to join the fight, we got to make sure we stay in the mainstream and we sound credible, meaning that when people ask questions, because they will, because it is so new to so many people, again, so few people can understand, how is it possible that such a small group of people control the entire of humanity? It's very important that when you explain it to others, well, the explanation sounds sensible and credible. Otherwise, we lose them, and this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to us. We need as many people on our side as possible. The window of opportunity is closing, and again, people, what they need to understand is what we're witnessing right now. This is not an accident. I saw this about 10, 11 years ago. I told Alex, I think in December, that we're witnessing is demand destruction. It was a phrase in one of the Bilderberg reports.
All right, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. His book is The True Story of the Bilderberg Club.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back for the fourth and final hour of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we are live streaming television over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hopefully Alex is going to be calling in this final hour, and we're going to be taking your calls. I'm not sure if we still have Mike in Montana on the line, but if we do, we're going to go to Mike right now. Mike, you're live on the Alex Jones Show. Ah. All right, let's go to Dave in California there. Dave, are you with us?
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Great job, man. I really like your format. It's a nice counterpoint to Alex's.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I got two quack things.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, that seems like a natural dollar-making opportunity to somebody who wants to invest in a freedom-oriented movie-sharing thing, something big. So anyway, put that out to the people out there that have got money. Sure, mm-hmm. Not me. And I wanted to just remind everybody that 9/11 not only was an inside job, 9/11 still is an inside job. Everything that they're doing hinges on 9/11. Everything that they're telling us hinges on 9/11, and the cover-up continues to this day. So, you know, I appreciate the thought that 9/11 was an inside job, but everybody keeps getting told, oh, no, that happened 7 years ago, and, you know. But it's not only is an inside job, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time, and I think it's a weak point in their armor.
Well, absolutely. It is the weakest point in their armor because, again, this was documented on thousands of cameras on that day, and we have a news apparatus or had a news apparatus at that time much larger than, you know, that of the era of the Kennedy assassination or the Gulf of Tonkin incident or the Vietnam War. And enough people were able to look at this information and say, hey, wait a minute, this is open source information. This is mainstream media, and this is contradicting, you know, the supposed official version of these 19 guys in a cave directed by Osama bin Laden that did this thing.
Yeah.
And more and more people are waking up to it. And the reason that it's still so important, 7+ years later, it's not 7 years later yet, but it will be. It'll be before we blink, folks. I mean, the summer's going to end. September 11, 2008, will be here. It'll be 7 years on. Is because it still makes the front page of the paper. You still hear about the post-9/11 world. It's still the excuse for the Patriot Acts, for the Military Commissions Act, for Homeland Security, which is a totally corrupt organization that is unnecessary. It has nothing to do with our security. It has everything to do with, you know, the elite power security, the establishment security, to keep that into place. If Homeland Security were real, we would have secured the borders, but we did no such thing. And, you know, it's all about cronyism. I don't trust the fact that Michael Chertoff is heading up that organization. And we need to wake up more minds, man. We just got to keep pushing on and pushing forward. And, you know, I hope you're doing that.
Yeah, I am. Here in the local area, I've pushed it real hard. I can't get out much, but definitely done a lot of stuff around here. And I do see people waking up a lot more than even a year ago.
Well, I agree with you there, and I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to the next caller. It's supposedly Justin in Texas, but I'm going to guess it's not Justin in Texas. It's somebody else. Go ahead, Justin.
Hi, Jason. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, it is.
I was just calling up to hopefully get in some comments about controlled demolitions and your thought on that.
Sure.
Yeah, I was wondering if during the mechanism of collapse on the World Trade Center towers, they both initiated at the same point of impact as the airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so how could it have been that the Controlled Demolitions Incorporated that you guys supposed did the attacks on that.
I never said CDI did the attacks. Hold on. All right. All right, hold on. I'm going to give you every opportunity to talk, but when you misquote me, I have to correct you. CDI was commissioned to clean it up. That's all I've ever said. Okay, CDI came in and cleaned that up. They cleaned up also Oklahoma City. All right, and now your question is, well, how could the demolition be at the impacts of these planes? Those entire buildings were rigged for demolition. In other words, the top 20 floors above the impact were also rigged for demolitions. That's why there's not a huge 20-story part of the World Trade Center on the ground, because if it had tipped over, that's what you would have seen. You can clearly see squibs going off 20, 40, and 60 floors below the supposed collapse initiation point. And we'll get into more of it on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Hold the caller over. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I got a caller on the line asking about CDI's involvement in 9/11. Controlled Demolition Incorporated, run by the Lizzo family, has been a military contractor for years. They are one of the few controlled demolition companies out there that can take down a building, a large-sized building. I mean, there aren't that many controlled demolition businesses in this country. Again, they get government contracts all the time. They're family run. I never said that they were the ones that rigged up the towers, but they were the ones responsible for cleaning up the towers. Now, quote-unquote, Justin, is that even your real name? Is it Dan or Justin, man? I mean, you're the same guy, right?
name is Justin. Alex knows my name is Justin because he called me back in my house to verify that. But I just want to make a quick comment, and then, you know, I could take your answer off the air. I just was thinking that if the impact of the planes hit at the exact initiated collapse point of the buildings, how would that be such a great guess from whoever set up the controlled demolition?
I mean, I'll answer it. I don't think it's a guess, number one. All right, you see, all right, for instance, the second plane that goes into the building, you clearly see a demo charge go off outside of the explosion of the plane. It's in the center of the building. It's a small squib. It looks just like the other squibs. Now, with the first strike of the World Trade Center, that plane, look up 20 floors. You'll see the exact same squib going off. You'll see another squib in the middle of the building pop out, and the whole floor pop out around the 105th floor.
You see a whole section of the top building falling, though.
I'm not talking about collapse. Portion. Hold on. I'm not talking about collapse. I'm talking about when these planes hit those buildings that you could see squibs being knocked loose from the demolition charges that were placed in the buildings. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
It just seems that there's a lot of floors that they would have had to load up with controlled demolitions. And, I mean, I've heard you guys say that a couple of floors were restricted or there was limited access.
Well, it wasn't a couple of floors, man. I mean, all right, let me talk on that for a second. I interviewed Gary Corbett in 2006, right before the anniversary. He worked in the buildings. He approached me. I didn't know who he was. He had gone to our site. He saw the Scott Forbes article that is now notorious, where Scott Forbes claimed that certain floors were shut down in the weekend before the attacks, and that they were given access to a new security system, okay? Now, Gary Corbett comes up to me, and he tells me the same exact story. He says that they were knocking down, I think, something like 3 to 4 floors at a time, powering them down, clearing them out, and he said that when he got there on Monday, he was very confused because this new security system wasn't working, and a lot of the businesses on the floors were upset because they couldn't get their security working. And he said it caused a big hubbub. People were being called in and out, and people were unhappy. And, of course, the attacks happened on Tuesday. Do I know that they rigged those buildings for demolition the weekend before? I don't know that. But I do know that John Gross is on camera saying that there was no molten metal at the scene. He said, well, let's go to your initial premise that there was molten metal on the scene. He denies it. He says no one reported it. Now, I've got probably half a dozen newspaper reports, and then in Loose Change Final Cut, I think I have 5 to 6 eyewitness accounts, including Ken Holden, who was on the scene before anybody who was part of FEMA and their team going around. He's talking about molten metal dripping from 6. Then he denies that the thermal imagery from NASA even exists, and that's a big problem for me. If he's not going to take a look at the thermal imagery that shows these extreme hot spots under 1, 2, 7, and even 6, then I don't think he's credible. And then when he's asked about the rest of the collapse, he said, well, we didn't have to actually do any mathematics or equations for the rest of the collapse of the building because it's very evident what happened to those buildings on the videotape. All we had to describe was collapse initiation. Now, you would think in a 10,000-page report, they could explain why the bottom 70-plus floors of each building turned to dust.
Okay, well, I have a lot more questions for you, but I appreciate the time you've given me so far, and I just wanted to make a quick comment. Recently, within the last couple of days, I talked to somebody who was much wiser than myself who said, you're not going to get anywhere being a jerk. So I apologize for past smarminess, and I hope you appreciate the more appropriate dialogue.
I do, and I'm more than willing. I just want to put out that I'm more than willing to speak to my detractors on any level. You know, I've talked to the SLC guys. I've challenged them to debates. They're not they won't go on against me anymore. You know, Pat Curley has come on against me a couple times. James B. has never come on against me. But, you know, I'll look at all the evidence, man, and I'm not in this for any other reason other than what I believe. And I do believe that this was an inside job, and I'm very upset about it. It does not comfort me that.
Well, I gave you the apology, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
All right, man. Have a good day. All right, let's go to Joe in Indiana. Is Joe there?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
First of all, that was a great job you did on the Final Cut.
Oh, thank you, man.
And for people like that last caller there, we could change the subject of 9/11 a little bit, but how can you have, like, the vice president of Choice Point and Eugene Clinton Curtis speak to members of Congress, and that's not even on mainstream media?
Well, enlighten me, because I don't know anything about this.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not a god, man. I do a lot of research. I look at a lot of stuff. You know, stuff slips by me. Please talk about Choice Point.
Well, I'll do something on your level then. Can you explain, because I know in the second edition you put the put options.
Mm-hmm.
But on the final cut, you didn't put that in there?
Yes.
Can you explain, like, exactly where...
Well, the only reason that we didn't cover it in the final cut is because it was covered in the second edition. And let's go over some of the insider trading on 9/11. Now, we have insider trading in Boeing Airlines. We have insider trading in American Airlines in the days before the attacks. Merrill Lynch, other U.S. companies. Now, when this comes to light, the 9/11 Commission covers it in a footnote and says, although it looks suspicious, it couldn't be insider trading because none of it was related to Al-Qaeda. In other words, something like a billion plus of the insider trading went to one U.S. businessman who had no ties to Al-Qaeda. So it just had to be a coincidence. Now, Convar, and this is in the second edition, was commissioned to recover some of the hard drives that were in the rubble at the World Trade Center. We all know not everything was destroyed, and hard drives are actually pretty durable things. You know, it's on a piece of tape. If you put them into a clean room, you can get data off them. When they got the data off them, they said, wow, it looks like there were some people in the buildings who knew exactly when the planes were going to strike and moved out hundreds of millions of dollars prior to this. Now, when he was asked, the same man was called up a couple years later to confirm the story. He said, well, I'm not allowed to discuss that story because we've been bought up by Kroll Associates. Kroll Associates, of course, are the ones that were publicly running security on the World Trade Center. Okay, that's pretty suspicious.
Yeah.
And he said, but if you had called me before they bought us, I'd probably give you the same answer. So now we have insider trading in the stock market, and then we have people on the inside of the World Trade Center complex itself moving out all this money in accordance with these attacks. Obviously, U.S. interests were involved. You have Larry Klayman, this is going to be in my new film, of Judicial Watch, who was representing Robert Wright, who tried to go forward before 9/11 and say, hey, I know how this money's moving, saying, well, the reason they're not talking about it is because this money was moving through some powerful U.S. banks and interests who had reason to know that they were dealing with terrorists. So, you know, there's no doubt that there were U.S. interests involved. Whether we're ever actually going to get that Convar information or we're going to get an investigation into the insider trading, I don't know, man. That answer your question?
That answers my question.
All right, Joe, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Idaho. Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, I appreciate all your hard work, and you're making a lot of people open their eyes.
Well, thank you, man.
There's another thing you need to... You ever heard about the peer report review that just come out? Alex covered it.
I'm not sure. No, go ahead.
Okay, it's from Bethlehem Open Access.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is... It's a report. Basically, it's 14 points of agreement with official government reports.
Oh, the Stephen Jones paper.
Yes. Okay. Now, this is something that is serious ammunition. I just discussed this with somebody in the legislative body, and I am very well connected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is opening up some serious eyes because this gives your film massive validity.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he's done another experiment that although his peer-reviewed paper on the matter has not gotten the attention of this 14 points of agreement, but his paper on the molten metal that was pouring out of the World Trade Center prior to its collapse is amazing, because again, the official version would have us believe that there was no molten metal possible. Now, when this molten metal is caught on camera pouring out, what do the debunkers say? Well, that's obviously aluminum from the plane. Aluminum burns somewhere between 600 and 800 degrees before it's moltenized. Now, aluminum is silver. So Jones was good enough to go and do an experiment and say, all right, well, let's make some molten silver, or molten aluminum, and see if it will mesh and make this color that this molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center was, and it didn't do that. And a lot of people have now detracted the aluminum from the plane. Now they're saying it's batteries. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it is clearly molten iron or molten steel or a combination of both. This thing looks like a foundry. It literally pours down 60-plus floors and doesn't dissipate. Only molten metal would do that.
And it's quite interesting to see. You know, I just woke up December, and Ron Paul is the one that woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very, very bad about what I've told other people a year ago. And I was a debunker, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. I could not believe my country could do this.
Well, it's very difficult for the majority of us. I know when I first started to get into this about 6 months after the attacks, it was the last thing that I wanted to believe about my country. And that's why another one of those debunker arguments just doesn't hold water with me of, well, you know, these conspiratorial minds work in a fashion that they want the world to be this perfect place where our rulers control everything. No, man, I was way more comfortable thinking it was Muslims in a cave halfway across the world where we could bomb them. I am much more uncomfortable with elements within our own military-industrial complex apparatus carrying out these attacks. And like you said, you know, we just keep having more fuel to the fire. I'm very happy to hear that you woke up in December, because that tells me we can keep waking up more and more minds. And I just tell people, you know, make copies of our films, hand them out, have movie night, talk to people like a human being, know your information. I mean, you know, you're going to catch more flies with honey than any other way.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I'm very well connected also because I'm an armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I deal with a lot of military, and I deal with a lot of other people. And I'm also a veteran of the Navy and the Army and private military.
Well, Mike, I thank you for waking up. Thank you for the call. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls in the last 40 minutes. Remember, prisonplanet.tv. We got the video running. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it.
Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, subbing in the entire week as Alex takes on the Bilderbergers in Chantilly, Virginia. And if you missed any of Alex's call-in with Jim Tucker in the first hour, you can go to Infowars.com. And as soon as this broadcast is over, we replay it all day for free. And there is a podcast, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And if you want to see the last hour video feed, you want to see my pretty little face on the radio, I guess, or my little shirt that I'm going to wear, I'll put this up there. Oh, Investigate 9/11. You get that at my website, LooseChange911.com. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. They have, I think, something like 40 to 50 documentaries on there now, all of Alex Jones's films, all of his big interviews on MP3. I mean, what you get with PrisonPlanet.tv, which is about 15 cents a day, you're not going to get anywhere else, and we really do need your support and help. That's why the InfoWars Money Bomb is running until Friday, and we're going to be giving out the totals on that. We've made over $200,000. That's going to go towards a new office and a new television program, hopefully on Dish Network. We're really going to try to put it together, folks. It's not an easy task. I want to remind people I'm over at MySpace, myspace.com/JasonBurmis, if you want to get at me. I do read my emails. I do check out my comments. I do not have an administrator running it, and I love to hear from you guys. So that being said, let's take some more callers. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, are you with us? No, Bob?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, how you doing, Bob?
Good. Jason, I wanted to ask you, whatever happened, last year around this time, we were kind of told that there may be a theatrical release of Loose Change Final Cut. Mm-hmm. Is that still possibly on the table, or whatever became of
that? Sure. I mean, I answered this question yesterday, but I'll answer it again today. Basically, you know, we met with all these Hollywood types. We talked to people at Paramount. We talked to people at Lionsgate. The only people that were really interested in possibly putting this out was Mark Cuban's company, Magnolia, or 2929. We met with Charlie Sheen, who was all about the project. Unfortunately, when things were put onto paper, that paper said that we no longer owned the second edition, that we would have to get the second edition off the internet in full, that there was no theatrical release guaranteed for the final cut, that they would own
both
editions.
They were trying to scrub it.
It's a very big possibility. I mean, if you look at the other pictures that they put out that film Redacted, which got some decent press, I guess. It was against the Iraq War. But it opened in 8 theaters, and it was out for 2 weeks, and it wasn't seen by anybody. So we saw that, and we said, well, how are we going to take our movie off the internet? That's what made us big, and this is a completely separate movie. Why should we sell the rights to our completely separate movie to these people? And basically, you know, things degraded from there. It did show up in theaters in the UK. Picture House carried it for a while. But, you know, it's very hard to get that kind of distribution. And unfortunately, you know, I don't see us being able to do that. I mean, it's always a possibility where I'm always talking to people behind the scenes, but when it comes down to it, it's tough.
Do you know anything about the film The Reflecting Pool?
I haven't watched it yet. I actually do have a copy of that back in New York.
I didn't know that's been out yet. I thought it was waiting a pending release. Is that released?
I don't know. I think so. I got it on DVD. I mean, I might have got a pre-screener copy from the filmmakers. They sent it to Dylan. But I think you can get that on DVD right now. I have not watched it, so I really can't give an opinion on it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate the support. Let's go to Graham in Seattle. Graham, are you with us? Okay, so then let's go to Darren. Darren, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. You know, I hear everybody talking about the World Trade Towers, and no one seems to even touch upon the fact that the engines, when they smashed into the Pentagon, they had to change 90 degrees, travel some feet, and then fit into a 40-foot hole. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the distance between the two engines?
I'm not quite sure what the distance of the two engines are. I know you're talking about a plane with a wingspan of almost 120 feet in a hole that I wouldn't even say was 40 feet. I would say 16, 20 feet tops with visible damage, maybe 70 feet across. But in order for the wings to penetrate that visible damage, you would think there would be a hole there when, in fact, there isn't a hole. And I think the biggest problem with that for me is the fact that there's no damage from the tail section whatsoever. And this is a huge vertical stabilizer on the back of this plane. And it's not on the lawn, and there's no markings from where it would have hit. So what happened to it?
Yeah, yeah. And the engines themselves, they're what? Each of them are 5 tons?
I believe they're over a ton of titanium. I don't think they're 5 tons each, but they're almost indestructible. We cover that in length in Loose Change, second edition. Graham, hold over so I can keep you on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
The night before.
Man, I love Metallica. Even when they're covering stuff, Garage Days Inc. is one hell of an album, folks. We're talking to Darren, and we're talking Pentagon, and, you know, we're talking about what hit the Pentagon, but I think it's really just as important as why was the Pentagon even hit. I mean, this is the most secure building in probably the world. This is the head of our military-industrial complex right here. And I just posted over at my blog, loosechange911.com, Norman Mineta's account of what happened in that PEOC, the Presidential Emergency Operating Center, which he wasn't even aware of until 9/11 when they took him down into it. And on five separate occasions, I have all five videos up there, he confirms that Cheney is in that bunker prior to 9/11, that somebody is coming to him saying, sir, the plane's 50 miles out, sir, the plane's 30 miles out, sir, the plane is 10 miles out, do the orders still stand? And he says, of course they still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? And they didn't even warn the people in that wing of the Pentagon. Sure, most of them had been evacuated because it was where there was a bunch of work being done. But we still lost over 120 people in that building. And did those people deserve to die? No. They deserved to be warned. And Cheney allowed this to happen. The 9/11 Commission whitewashed the entire situation by saying that Cheney wasn't in that bunker till almost 10 o'clock, well after the Pentagon strike. And then there's no more questions asked. It's okay, because Cheney and Bush testified together, not under oath, in front of the 9/11 Commission, with no record whatsoever of what they said. No transcript, no tape, no verbal confirmation, and no commissioners talking about what they actually said. You have any other points on the Pentagon, Darren?
Well, no. I was just talking about the engines and the instantaneous acceleration that those engines had to go through to change direction and squeeze into that tight, neat little hole that they called an airliner, which is an absolute ridiculous assumption.
Well, I'm with you, and I thank you for the call. Let's
have
keep
a great day.
All right, yep. Let's keep shooting through these callers. Let's go to Craig in New Jersey. Craig, are you with me?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, I did a few years in the Navy, and here's the thing that bothers me the most about 9/11. No one's head rolled. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, are they really trying to insult our intelligence by telling us that not a single jet fighter in the area could have been dispatched with the exception from Boston? Dude, let me tell you something. Oceana Naval Air Station in Norfolk, Virginia, for example, in 2001 was the air station fighter wing on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to tell me they couldn't find one F-14 Tomcat? They could, which could have been basically armed and ready to roll in 10 minutes. I mean, it's things like that that really bothers me.
Well, what really bothers me is the fact that we also have these simultaneous drills going on, so that fighter jets are put halfway across the country in the wrong direction, and then some of them aren't even armed.
Well, exactly. I mean, let's put it this way, too. You have Naval Air Station Willow Grove in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You could have dispatched a doggone A-10 Warthog that flies at like 300 miles an hour to intercept that jet, mm-hmm. for crying out loud.
Well, with you being in the military, I'd be interested to get your take on the other white plane that was in New York City on the morning of 9/11. A lot of people know about the white E-4B that was present on the scene of the Pentagon strike, and that was part of the Global Guardian drill. They had five of those in the air.
Oh, yeah, the Doomsday plane, sure.
Yeah, the Doomsday plane, sure. But if you look at the videos, you got to type in World Trade Center, first plane, and then camera planet or something like that. You can actually see, before the second plane strikes, that there is another white plane in restricted airspace prior to the second strike happening, and this looks a little different from an E-4B. Although it has a white body, it has two blue wings and a blue marking on the tail section. And this plane is also on the scene of the second crash, and then it flies away. But according to, you know, the official version, there's no military planes in the air that day.
Well, that's just a lot of hooey. And besides, not only that, my friend, there's also redundancy built into the combat readiness of the East Coast. Mm-hmm. If the Pentagon gets knocked out, which it was, guess what? You have the backup at Fleet Headquarters in Norfolk, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
which basically replicates the Naval Command Center that's in the Pentagon. So there's redundancy built into there.
And meanwhile, they're running these drills out of Cheyenne Mountain, and I've got the audio tapes of NORAD.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah, after Flight 93 has went down, they're calling up Cheyenne Mountain and saying, hey, stop the inputs. We can't tell what the real attacks are.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, my friend, let's put it this way. If they're trying to tell us that the best picture they could get on the Pentagon of something hitting it was that pinhole camera, yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You can't step on the ground without a camera taking your picture. You can't scratch your nose without somebody seeing it. They got thermal. They got black and white. They got color. They got ground sensors. They got feet on the ground going around in there, too. Every square inch of the building is covered. But that's the only picture they could come up with? Come on.
I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call, Craig. Let's move on to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're live on the air.
Hey, bro.
How you doing, man?
It's been a while. Listen, the one thing I remember, back in the 90s, Dr. Paul Martin gave a presentation at a cult awareness conference.
Mm-hmm.
He was explaining these are the tactics of manipulation and mind control. By the way, brainwashing is specific to people that are held against their will. I know that's perhaps a minor technicality. I'm pulling over here so you can hear me more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that what he explained is that one of the major tactics is called loaded language. That is to say, a term or phrase that has a strong emotional charge attached to it that obstructs people from thinking.
You mean like conspiracy theorist?
No, that's one of the major ones. The other one, and I tried to, at the Georgia State GOP convention, I tried to go on record about this,
mm-hmm.
and people were boo, hiss. The other one is the word terrorist. It's not like these people are human beings with God-given rights who have been provoked to fight against us, using whatever means are at their disposal, and as well, but they're not following the Geneva Convention in terms of having like some kind of marking that can be seen from a distance. Kind of like the French Maquis during the Nazi occupation of France. You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not wearing something that says, "Hey, I'm the Maquis, come shoot me." You know, it's like they're resisting as they can. And the thing is that we call them terrorists to avoid dealing with the moral implications of if somebody else tried to do to us what we've been doing to them, people would stand up and fight against them. And, you know, that's one thing I really respect about Dr. Ron Paul is the only one who's applied the golden rule of what if the roles were reversed? What if somebody else tried to do to us what we're doing, what we've been doing, would that be morally acceptable? And like I say, it concerns me is because it's like good cop, bad cop. Sometimes if you can explain to people this is the tactic by which you're being manipulated, the trick is to re-engage people's critical thinking skills and to help them realize that, no, we're not saying that everyone in the government is party to this. We're saying corrupt elements high up in the government and their cronies and their lackeys and their dupes and their people who, you know, were compartmentalized. And that's the thing is that, you know, it's like First Thessalonians 5:21, test everything and hold fast to that which is good or true. And, you know, it's good to know what's true even when the truth is not good. you can't, you know, when I try to explain that to some people who profess to be Christians, because it's like when you have this arrogant attitude of, well, there's one standard for us and a different standard for them, you know, you people need to snap out of it.
Yeah, well, Mark, it's all about dehumanization. It's about labeling them as terrorists, as non-human, so when we bomb, you know, their entire village and we kill civilians, children, women, it's okay because we hit a terrorist base. It's just like when Clinton went in with cruise missile strikes against the Sudan. He said he was going after bin Laden. In reality, they bomb the largest aspirin factory in that country. And it doesn't really mesh with the American people because they were told that they were bombing terrorists. I thank you for the call. It's right. I mean, it's a different set of rules for a different set of folks. And because they tell you it's a terrorist, they're not a human being to you. It doesn't even click that this is somebody's brother, sister, mother, family member. You know, this is somebody that has the same emotions as you and I. They're human beings. All right, let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Jason. I appreciate the work you've done with Loose Change. I've pointed a lot of people to that. And, you know, all I tell them is it's the definitive documentary about 9/11. And, you know, just go look at that and check out the evidence versus the official story, and you draw your own conclusion based on that. Of course, if you're objective, you're going to draw the right conclusion. So I appreciate what you guys are doing with that. I just want to make people aware of some. I've already been in touch with Alex's producer about that, And this is going to, I think, turn out to be one of his biggest interviews ever. But there's a guy, I don't know if you've heard of, named Scott Loper.
No, I haven't.
Okay. You've heard of Restore the Republic, Aaron Russo's?
Sure, sure. I worked with them for a little bit.
Yeah, they had a conference call last week, and what this was Scott Loper and his lawyer on this call telling his very sad story. And what he shared is a real travesty of justice. Just in a nutshell, he'll get to share more when he's actually on. But he was up in Canada living there. He had married a Canadian woman. He's an American citizen. He was a police officer from New Jersey, moved up there in Ontario, Canada. Anyway, he ended up doing a private investigation of his own for the drugs and the prostitution that the police there were running. Well, they came down on him, and he uses the term arrested, but really what they did was abducted him as well as his wife and his daughter. And the bottom line is he has not seen his three-year-old son since 2000 when this took place. They kept him against his will for 4 years. They in solitary confinement, and they tortured him. And he goes into detail about this, but, I mean, what they did to him is horrendous. But the worst thing is, when they finally released him 4 years later in 2004, they dumped him on the American side of the border in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, with just the clothes on his back. He got back to New Jersey, contacted his congressman. They got in touch with the State Department. Here's the bottom line. This year, you probably heard, there's this guy, Medellin, that's an illegal Mexican that in 93 was convicted for the brutal rape and murder of two women here in the Houston area. Mm-hmm. Bush just came out stopping the execution of this guy who was on death row, citing the Vienna Convention because he didn't get to contact the Mexican consulate. And yet here, the State Department has given absolutely no help to this man who's a legal citizen and has done nothing wrong. And they're basically telling him, forget about your son, he's probably dead. And so they've turned a blind eye. And the bigger picture of this, as far as Restore the Republic, is the North American Union, as well as people traveling out of the country from America. And so I'm hoping people will go to WorldNet Daily. There's actually 4-8 articles about this on there. He's got documentation to back all this up, but they're saying there's not even a record of this man in Canada, which is a total lie, and our government knows about this. And I'm really upset about this.
All right, Steve, well, we'll check it out. I hope they do get him on. That is an incredible story, and, you know, check him out. WorldNet Daily is a... It's a source I use in some of my films. It's one of the better websites out there. I thank you for the call, Steve. All right, let's go to Graham in Seattle. Graham, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. So I was going to tell you, you were talking about the mural that was painted on the side of the flatbed truck.
Yep.
With the, depicting the remote-controlled airplane flying into the New York City. And I found there was actually an article that Steve Watson had written last year, April 23rd, 2007. It's called The Mystery of the 9/11 Car Bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And he references Channel 30 NYC, one of the emergency communications channels, on the morning of September 11th, where the first responder actually directly makes reference to a message about the remote-controlled plane, and he talks about how there's a big truck with a mural painted of an airplane diving into New York City and exploding, and then they were calling for the bomb people to come over there, and so that was pretty interesting. And then, of course,
we played that audio on the show yesterday, by the way.
Did you play that audio?
Yeah, you can, if you want to actually hear that audio, there's a great article over at truthalliance.net where somebody goes through that entire conversation, and on Google Maps, on Google Video, he kind of takes you where these things are happening, and that happened on King Street between 6th and 7th. And
yeah,
then there's 6th
and 7th on King Street. Yeah, it says that in this article that I'm looking at, too. It also has the audio on the Steve Watson article. And then you were talking to the We Are Change person earlier about the 2000, he had mentioned the Norman Mineta in the 2006 report. I think it was the Norman Mineta International Institute for Surface Transportation Policy Studies report.
I believe so, too.
In February of 2006, that referenced that. And it's kind of interesting that they found it to be just an innocent delivery truck, even though it had a painting of a plane flying into the World Trade
and
Center.
And Middle Easterners who couldn't speak English that didn't own it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of interesting because the actual first responders reported that it exploded.
Well, one of the things, I don't know if that one exploded. I think that they're talking about another van, because I'm listening to these things for the first time in the past couple days, and I've only listened to them about 4 or 5 times, but I do think that's a separate incident, because they say that they have those guys in custody and that the flatbed truck had been pulled over, and then they're talking about this other explosion that may have been one of those Urban Moving Systems vans. I got to jump, but I thank you for the call, Graham, and it's definitely an area of interest for me and one that really needs to be looked into. Let's go to Kenny in Wisconsin. Kenny, are you with us?
Yeah, Jason, Trucker Kenny here. I want to ask you something. If you recall, I think a couple of years ago there was an interview. I know the guy's first name is Rick, but I don't know his last name. He was interviewing Dr. Taganya Koreshniev, Vladimir Putin's right-hand girl.
No, and I'm not aware of that. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not aware of that, so please enlighten me.
Okay, well, going through an interpreter, this Rick, and I wish I knew his last name, maybe one of the callers will remember, she indicated in the interview that 9/11 was 2 years at least in the planning, and at the closing of the interview, she says the terrorists wear $2,000 Armani suits and ride around in limousines in Washington. I will leave it at that. And thanks for taking my call, Jason.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. I'll look into it. But, yeah, I mean, the real terrorists are the ones in the three-piece suits, and then they have their little drug runners and their little ops. I mean, look at Muhammad Atta. Never hurting for money. Down in strip clubs. Doing blow. Drinking alcohol. This is the same guy that's on a plane with four other guys dressed in jumpsuits on a plane with James Woods, and James Woods is so spooked that they're going to actually hijack the aircraft. He pulls one of the stewardesses aside. He expresses his concerns, then watches them the entire time they're on the plane. Then they both get off the plane, and they file separate FAA reports. Now, he's been on O'Reilly talking about this. This is prior to 9/11. The FAA does nothing. Why do they do nothing? Because they're told it's a drill. These guys work for the government. Maybe not all of them. But you better know that Atta had all sorts of government ties. Trained at Maxwell Air Force Base, folks. There's no debating it. We have the FOIA request. Well, that's a Muhammad Atta, not the Muhammad Atta. Give me a break. Final segment on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be taking your calls. I am Jason Burmis.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
The end. All right, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. It truly is the end. If you missed any of the Alex Jones Show, especially that first hour where we had Alex and Jim Tucker reporting from Chantilly, Virginia, the Bilderberg Conference, where the mainstream media dare not go but to attend, you know, to cover up, to help manipulate. That's all they're doing there. They're not going to actually cover this event. You need to tune into the stream over at Infowars.com. They'll be refeeding this right after the broadcast. All right, I've got four more callers on the line. Let's shoot through those callers. Let's try to get them all in. Let's go to Leo in Mass. Leo, are you with us?
Yeah, can I speak off
the air?
Yeah.
You can hold, and I can talk to you off the air after the broadcast. So you want to do that? Hold him. All right. Let's go to Wilson in Texas. Wilson, are you with us?
Yes.
What can I do for Jason, you today, sir? Sure.
Jason, three or four things, man. You used to be able to get to Final Cut through LaughingPond.com. That's shut down, right?
I don't know. I have no idea about the LaughingPond.com. I think I've seen it posted, but if you go to video.google.com, you type in Loose Change Final Cut, you should be able to find it. Or you can just type in Loose Change into Google. The first thing that'll come up is the second edition, the one that I've posted. And then if you just go into More from User section, which is right next to the video, you can easily navigate to Loose Change Final Cut.
Cool. Well, Laughing Pond used to be a free link to it, and I think somebody else that maybe you didn't even know about, enemies have shut it down. But another one of the points that I wanted to make in Midwest City, Oklahoma City suburb, they just had a warrantless traffic search on Monday, and all of the people that were interviewed from Channel 4 were talking about, oh, well, this is a good thing. You know,
it's great that we don't have a Fourth Amendment, and they can just pull you over and say, oh, it looks like you don't have your seatbelt on, or, oh, is there contraband in your car? Can we search your car? Yeah, it's the end of America, man.
Exactly. But I have a clip of that. I sent Aaron at InfoWars, and I haven't heard anybody talk about that yet. But
why? It's probably because Aaron has been running around like crazy, got like five different jobs just to get this Bilderberg meeting. Anybody who's sending in stories right now, I just want to let you know, these guys are going to be gone for the entire week, and I would try again on the Monday rounds. I thank you for the call, Wilson. I got to jump. Let's go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, are you with us?
Yeah, Jason, not a lot of time left. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the Pentagon, the telephone poles, the most peculiar thing. How does five telephone poles get knocked down on that highway if it wasn't a large jet busting them down?
Well, this is my big problem with the telephone poles. If it was a large jet that cut through that, I do think you have to account for the telephone poles. The light poles. Where are the pieces of wing that would have shattered? I mean, you're going through five separate ones, and some of which were cut in half. They weren't just knocked over, okay? Now, normally when a plane hits something like that, it's very obstructed. You would have thought that the plane would have hit the lawn of the Pentagon, crashed into the ground, lost control. I mean, we're talking about 500-plus miles an hour, less than 40 feet off the ground to clip those poles, and then land perfectly into the Pentagon. I don't know what happened with those poles. We do have to account for that damage. I've always stated that my best guess is that this was some kind of a remote-controlled drone that was made out of a separate material than your standard plane that was able to resist or just go fast enough where it was able to cut through those. I don't have an answer for you, man. I mean, again, you know, Loose Change Final Cut tries to handle all the angles. I'm sorry we can't go to Art in Kansas. We just took the last caller. Guys, the retransmission starts in less than 60 seconds over at Infowars.com. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be in tomorrow and the next day. We're going to have more from Alex Jones and the Bilderberg Group. Remember, you support this broadcast by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber or donating to the Money Bomb that's open until Friday. I hope you all can do that. We're signing out. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless